This is a session with Ara Kawa and Madeline Ginz. We're on the chat line, and it is May 27th, copyright 2010, New Grandview Incorporated, all rights reserved, and we're starting in a few seconds. It'll be 10:22 a.m. Hawaii time. Greetings, Ion.
Good, happy dead morning.
Is Arakawa available to speak this soon?
Not just yet. Let's go with it from the dynamic of your words. So okay. You get a taste. It's not proper to come from that degree.
Right. Okay, so let me go over to the phone and get this on. And
so here's what I've said.
Oh, you responded already?
No. I just wrote down a bunch
of
words.
Can I just see what they've written first? I want to, and just sort of turn it on an angle. So we're up above a bit there. Let's go back up. Oh, you've made it, you shrunk it so it's not so wide, eh? Mm-hmm. Great. Now I need a little further.
A.
This is where we read, help.
Oh, okay, though, I want to read. We feel we would have a feud. Someone says we could have a feud with the funeral ID and see what the word. See that the word rests near fetus and just. There you go, move. And just keep. Let me move the thing.
It's always going to keep moving, Bob.
Yeah, well, just.
I'll fix it. You don't have to say anything.
Where are we at? Can you just get the words? Maybe we need to expand the length of it.
What happens, Ion, is the chat line page keeps shifting as people enter.
Right.
Okay, here we are.
Always keep shifting.
Okay, we... I want to get that sentence. We could have a feud with the funeral ID and see that the word rests near fetus and just keep opening the doors of newness that have been opened already by your thinking, meaning Arakawa and...
Madeline.
And Madeline's thinking together. Then can you talk a bit more about the responses that you seek to deal a death blow to mortality? Okay, Madeline. So, a big one. How to continue the project given its founding members passed? I know there's a way, just not sure what it is. Help. What this should happen is, there is clearly strong backlog. Where's that? Strong backlog of celebration that wants out as we also move on to next punches. Arakawa is a tremendous world unique being. We are many who are grateful for encountering him. Arakawa and Ginz have a hold of something special about death. Just flipped again.
Have
something special about death that runs through all their work and buildings. I can say what that is, but I can't say what that is, but I can feel it. Can others feel it too? Yep, Eugene. No events, but eventings. It's like verb, no nouns. Just going to jump back up. No events, but eventings. Then what eventings to emphasize so that Arakawa and us could continue fighting back, perhaps constructing forward rather than fighting back, but maybe it's an outpouring of love. More practically, a name for it, thinking of what Arakawa's dying does to dying. Invent and assemble this. The dispersed to everlast procedure. Ion, they use the jargon, they work with the jargon of Arakawa and Madeline. Madeline, this first name you have offered, unfuneral, points to something very awkward to bring up. We are all coming together here now, virtually to strategize with you. But a funeral implies where people assemble to remember in the presence of a corpse. Is that something you want? If not, I think we should avoid this term funeral or unfuneral while we are naming the action. Now, I had mentioned earlier, that's called a parafuneral, but that still includes the word. And then I said, including all spaces and dimensions. Madeline, you
call it the awakening.
Okay, the awakening. Madeline, you and Erica have been so life-affirming and soul-supporting for me for so many years that Bobby is right, that this is also a moment for us to support, to affirm through love and admiration. Yes, all the holes in the body through which to seep slip out. Slip out. And reassemble. How about building... How about, where are you going? building a new collective name, a blaze play name, a blanket name that would include several, as in the Bourbaki group of mathematicians, a made-up name. Madeline said, what eventing is to emphasize? Can we go on? As to unfuneral, I like it better than defuneral.
It's the awakening.
And not so too joycing as in Finnegan's Wake. Reuben and Joan have joined the chat. This is a test, see if we can get a response. Where was that? To love and to affirm and to admire and contact our elected officials and to build, baby, build, and to form a corporation to invent new terminological junctions to make collaborative documents and to share what attempts we've been making to go on. So time. We don't mean to be rude, but as Marshall...
This is the words that we're going to enter with Ion.
We don't mean to be rude, but as Marshall's archive has spoken to him many times since his transition with a friend who speaks with non-physical and is willing to speak Erica's words if you wish. You have to just dump that in.
Don't say we don't mean to be rude, because that's saying but we are anyway. Say we engage this from compassion.
We engage this from compassion, and we're going to suggest the awakening term. We engage this. It's just from compassion.
Okay.
And then we say suggest, how about the word? Well, we'll just leave that.
Yeah, we can't over...
Is that the way to say it, Ion? Is willing to speak Arikara's words if you wish?
Okay, it's in there, so... There's shock reverberating through the forum. Someone writes in the meantime.
This is already typed before they read what we wrote. The first big punch was someone thinking of the possibility of doing it. We have decided not to die, etc. This is what A and G did.
Arikara and Madeline did.
Yeah, we will call it A and G. That's how they refer to Arikara and his partner, Madeline. That is the test of seriousness. Art is not tragedy. It is not obedience to death cult. To become the procedure... Bodies are mushy and fragile. We have to get beyond muscle bone to the connective tissues, which are more ideas and abstractions than otherwise. At least until medical science gets better, bodies are patch jobs. I have a little stainless steel bridge holding one of my arteries open. We become the event. For a while it may have to hold to the body by a thread. The body's no more than a thread. Another person, eventings have a lightning we can all use because it seems that our planet gravity still is a factor in how we assemble. We are reassembling, remembering against twisting destiny. This now, this here, not just memory, but working in place, tentatively holding yourself together. So a lot of intellectual defining going on, and we will continue. We will start inputting stuff if they don't notice it. Each one's trying to define what they want to name this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put in our word awakening.
Yeah. No, it's...
Does Arikara suggest awakening, Ion?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay.
No. Here's the statement that goes along with that when you suggest the awakening. Okay, wonderful. The general consensus is we have decided not to die or that we do not want to die. Well, we suggest that you might try consider living. And therefore, then this engagement would be deliciously known as the awakening.
Right. I know that as they're tricky with words, they might say, well, that's okay, we'll go with it, what the heck.
We go on living? Maybe?
The general consensus is that we don't want to die. We suggest that we go on living. No, we start living. We start
instead
living.
Of worrying about wanting not to die, start living instead.
Yeah.
We can just say that.
Okay.
So therefore, awakening, is that?
Yeah, start living. And then what would you say after that, Ion?
So, with that being overlaid, then a wonderful way to describe this engagement would be called the awakening.
Yeah, so... Did you say overlaying that? Did you say that word?
We did.
Overlaying that, we suggest you call this...
Overlaying that you quit worrying. Because, see, you don't want to die, but you cannot live trying not to die.
Right.
We suggest awakening?
Overlaying that, we suggest awakening. Is that it?
As a title, yeah.
So no one's responded.
No, they may not. They might think we're pranksters. They're professors, you know. They're probably the least.
Oh, then they ought to know what overlaying means.
Yeah. And, you know, we may send this to Madeline after. I remember when I was talking to her a few years ago and mentioned the evergreens and talked to McLuhan, she said, don't ever bring that up, Bob. You've ruined everything, Bob, by bringing that up.
Why?
Because you wouldn't engage that kind of thinking.
Well, what kind of thinking? Well, how's the other thinking working for her?
Okay, well, maybe it's working well. We'll see. For Dondo's first time. Okay, where are we at?
Okay.
Oh, I agree with Bob. Okay, someone's responding. The general consensus that we don't want to die. We suggest that we start living, overlaying that we suggest awakening. I think of medical science as our only hope. We are in profound trouble. But if it is our only hope, or even if it isn't, we should demand that it be taught starting in kindergarten. What, medical science? Mm-hmm. I completely agree with Bob. We must live this precious life, not merely exist, embrace every moment. Eric Carr was a great friend to someone else. He taught me to look at my work, food, as an artist, and open Japan food culture to me also. He is a friend to my children. But both Madeline and Eric Carr were important in our lives. Madeline said, what eventings to emphasize? Can we go on? Ah, yes. Find the reversible rebel level of bring inside ourselves. If the guests could identify themselves. Well, let's...
So we should say something else. Someone agreed with us, so... I completely agree. We must live this precious life, not merely exist, embrace every moment. So what we say, we'd never die?
What does Arakawa say to that?
Give us a never-dying statement, Ion or Arakawa.
Life is eternal.
Ion, I suggest... These people don't like aphoristic statements like this. They make up...
It's eternal.
They make up crazy words on the moment. We need to make a little more avant-garde our statements. In this, how about in the idea of staying in the physical? As an architecture. See, they consider their bodies architecture. And you don't think there's a house or a room and your body takes in there. The architecture is slightly McLuhan-esque. The architecture, the house massages your body and your body's... spaces.
Look at this sentence. It's exactly what Bob's saying. Say it.
Yeah, this person says, to the point of becoming aware of how we interact with the architectural surrounds, how we are organisms, that person.
How we are organisms,
that person. Like being a person is a verb. How we experience fully every sensation, every landing site. Well, let's include the non-physical in this personing.
Mm-hmm. Personage.
No, personing, it's a verb, never a noun in there.
Okay.
In this personing.
We'll just say that?
Yeah. And we might want to identify ourselves.
We're identified. Every time it comes up, it's Bob Dobbs.
No, I think they want more. Okay,
no,
someone was
we're
saying...
We're identified. People come in as guests, and they're not identified. We are...
I mentioned the... Let's go back up... Ramona, to the point of becoming aware of how we interact. I mentioned the mono no aware transformer earlier, one of the several ruins follies at Euro. What was being transformed there? And then it pops. We just go back up. What was supposed to be transformed there? A particular kind of sentiment, the kind of sentiment that attaches to funerals and unfunerals? It's hard to believe I met Eric Carr and Madeline 35 years ago when I first came to the U.S. from the U.K. as a graduate student. He was an artist, one artist I wanted to meet when I came to New York, ever since our first meeting when he first invited me to his home to meet Madeline. Martin, I was so glad to hear about every eventing, the way that a baby's finger strives to work with another finger, the way biosclete brings together apparently disparate parts. Landing site, palpitating, okay, here's Madeline with her jargon or immediate invented jargon. Landing site, palpating procedure, biosleeve fructifying procedure, Darlinka, Arakawa's tender code name for me, biotopologizing procedure, a new one for today. Well, let's include non-physical in this personing. We find it inside ourselves. What's non-physical? Okay, Ion, what's non-physical in architectural terms?
The space provides... resided in the cellular structure of the human body.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. That's slightly scientific. That's good.
Slightly. Okay. Boys from MIT might get that one.
Yeah, let's include the non-physical, at least finding out what's not. Keep thinking alive. Madeline, have we gone from terminological junctions to procedural junctions? Non-physical is the space provided in the cellular structure of the human body. This feels like a major step forward, says no, in reference to something. Not us, I don't think.
Yeah, all those words.
Thinking isn't physical. Living isn't physical. The space provided by the brain is non-physical space. That's okay, they're addressing. What is the non-physical that we're referring to? They're saying, isn't it all physical?
No, it's not.
Okay, no, it's not?
It's not all physical. Go ahead, Ion.
There has to be, in order for this system to work, that you have forfeited your life for, to not die, you have to embrace the capacity.
Okay, hold it. In order for this system to work, that you have forfeited yourself, your life for, in order not to die...
Consideration.
After, yeah, consideration.
Must be executed.
Yep.
To consider.
Consideration must be executed to...
Consider. They're just gobbledygooky, but
right.
That's what they do. To consider what, Ion?
The embracing of the larger... completeness
of the architect. Bring in the word architecture is a term is
of the archetypal plan
of the archetypal, but there's no arch of the archetypal plan. Okay, good.
And someone
you don't want to do it all at once. You want to flow with it.
Let's go back up here on where we were.
Thinking isn't physical. Living isn't physical.
How does one stop the waterfall of text, the word rain, to use Madeline's term here, so that one can read the contributions? So they're asking inside, are you forward, rebelling, or are you accepting being dead? The physical may not be physical, says someone else. Then we come in with our...
Brilliant
it's
statement.
Not all physical. There has to be, in order for the system to work, that you have forfeited your life for, in order not to die, consider must be to consider the bracing of the larger complete architectural plan. Okay, I'm also curious what Bob is getting at about the non-physical. The architectural surround includes more than just the body proper. It includes as well, we all have fondly remembered the long table on the fourth floor. We, Carol and I have been there. And the high stairs at 124 West Houston Street. But Bob, are you thinking some sort of interface with Eric Carr's words and traces in media? Okay, here it is, I am. But Bob, are you thinking of some sort of interface with Eric Harris' words and traces in media and thinking of that as a kind of life. Definitely. So what do we... we can bring Arakawa in now? Here's the question. But Bob, are you thinking of some sort of interface with Eric Harris' words and traces in media? That means his artistic output.
We know what it means, and no.
We're not thinking of that.
Arakawa would say...
Okay, is saying right here.
No, we just say would say.
No, no. Hey, Ion, is Eric Carr coming in yet or
no.
Not yet? Not. We can't say what Eric Carr would say, Carol. The person is asking, and thinking that is a kind of life. That's the artifacts is included. What he makes is included in our definition of his life. But what was the source of it? The unrealized creations.
To us?
No, okay, I am. Don't send it in yet, Carol. Where Carol's writing, the artifacts are included in his definition of, in our definition, in our definition of his life, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Our definition of his life. But what of his unrealized creations? Is that important to bring that up, point up?
Sure, because otherwise, what's the point of living?
Yeah, what is the source of his unrealized creations? Are we asking about the source?
And shall we say otherwise, what's the point of living?
What's the glory in living, and what's forever for? They want to live forever. What's forever for?
Okay, Bob.
What's forever for?
Yeah, okay. Why do you want to live forever? What's forever for? Why?
Yeah, good. Okay.
I'm the skeptic of the non-physical.
Okay. Let's step on some... Okay, Bob. Let's step on some of these solids, such as the nodules on the floor of the Biosclete house, or a memory of them. Maybe we can get Ian to comment on that structure. Joel, try holding the right slider tab by holding the left clicker on it. Then it flips down. But stabilize back where you are. That's telling us how to stay stabilized.
No, we're fine.
Shamanism into pragmatism, says Don. Nothing. Nothing is only physical. That's a split. Don's answer to Bob Dobbs seems apt. Shamanism into pragmatism. So they want to take our shamanism and make it pragmatic. Black Elk through Arakawa via cognitive science and art. So Black Elk was a famous Indian through Arakawa via cognitive science and architecture. Yes, how do they feel, those bumps? I've always wanted to experiment them. Outsized goose pimples, grains of sand, are they soft, mellow?
That's in the Biosleeve house they're talking about.
Yeah, there's a lot of bumpiness as you walk on it.
Contrast,
yeah. Hi, Blair, thanks.
Don't read stuff that's not
happy to see you here. I am a skeptic of the non-physical, too. It's just another term for what we didn't... Okay, here it is. It's just another term for what we didn't understand before we all started talking about emergence, no? Then we say the artifacts are included in our definition of his life, but what if his unrealized creations? Otherwise, what's the glory in living? What's forever for? Reuben and Joan Baron. Okay. It is clear the physical needs some terminological junctions. Good. Joel, Mono, Nowhere, Transformer. How wonderful to have it. To have.
Just scan it first. That's not helpful. Don't have to read stuff that doesn't matter.
How wonderful to have it here again. I had forgotten it. Procedural junction sounds promising, Martin. How are you thinking of this new term? Posted a bit late because forgot to...
No,
I'm reading everything. I don't know.
Edit.
No, I don't know what I'm reading as I'm doing it. Posted a bit late because of chit before. Forgot to hit chat. I was thinking the opposite. I've not been sad for Erica, but my body has reacted to and from the hurt of... the hurt went down one line. Mm-hmm. Has reacted to and from the hurt of a segment being torn away and dissipating into the face of things. The hurt of the expansion of self and the hurt of the contraction back to only what I can manage needs the time of the body, which cannot be convinced otherwise. I feel that the waking is this time of the body.
Well, the hurt is not physical.
How do you feel if not from an emotion that gauges from your non-physical?
But let's see what they're saying. They are hard and scratchy, yet comfortable. You sleep on them, only subscribing the house. The non-physical separate from the physical, the split makes its leftovers from reductions. Yeah, we do not want... This split is not useful, and they are accurate to criticize our split. So we need to explain that we're not including that split.
We're not. We're saying that it's part of the whole, not the division thereof.
Mm-hmm. It's right here, and that's why we could live forever. That's why we could stay in the physical.
Okay, let's write something then. It's getting too wordy. Okay, what are we saying to what we...
About the split, which is called... We're not saying split.
There is no split.
There is no split, only part of the whole.
That's why we can live forever?
No. He didn't write what he wrote. There is no split between physical and non-physical. It's what, Ian? You're saying?
Part of the whole.
It's part of the whole. But which is part
of the whole? It's not part of the whole, which also includes the labyrinth of the mind.
Yeah, but that's... But it's a part of the whole. They don't have...
No. You don't... Part of the whole. They're... They don't think in those terms. Our language is inadequate to what they're doing, Ion. We need to change our language somehow to fit into their complications.
Well, just put there's no split between physical and non-physical.
No, it's part of the whole. You put part of the whole. But get ready to say other things. Like you suggested a good thing there.
We are.
Part of the whole. And then you said something, Carol.
Okay. Then we said
labyrinth of the whole, including the labyrinth of the mind. That's a useful phrase.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Not and yet includes. Yeah, the labyrinth of the mind.
Also including the labyrinth of the mind.
We okay with that then?
And was there something more to say about that?
Otherwise.
1 second. I have to put also
includes the labyrinth of the mind. And how about how we stay in the physical? That idea.
Otherwise,
otherwise, what is the purpose for living, and better said, what's forever for?
We already said that.
You already did. I'm sorry, I thought you said
it. No, no, sorry.
We get that in there.
Otherwise, is a new. Can you bring in architecture here?
Or living forever?
No. Architecture.
Otherwise, the architectural plan will always be held as incomplete.
Right. Now, therefore, incompletion.
How do you spell architecture?
Therefore, incomplete. They are all.
How do you spell architectural?
You are. Just put an R. To the rule. Will always be held as incomplete. Now, that's a word that screws up in terms of matching a bit. So, what. As held as incomplete, incomplete.
Both complete and incomplete.
No. Will always be held as incomplete.
You're taking too long.
And that's not a problem?
No.
That's fine.
No, the words, and that's not a problem.
What?
Yeah, see, you have to realize you have to include both meanings, Ion.
They won't like the words.
These are postmodernists, and we will be easily categorized as splitting the physical and non-physical, and even our responses to it will be fit within there. You'll see as we get to understand it. This goes back to where we were. And, you know, hopefully Madeline listens to this as we're doing it now. Wait about there.
There's a split.
The non-physical, separate physical split makes its leftovers from reductionism. Reductionism.
Turns out. Yeah, we did that one. We did that.
Go back up, Carol.
We did that, Bob.
I don't recognize it. Would you just go back
up? Cognition is body-wide.
Okay. Turns out I'm thinking quite a bit about that mono-nowhere transformer. It really jumps around too much.
People fighting.
Yeah, you just go up.
You're never going to catch up, Bob. Just drop it.
No, I want to...
From the bottom.
No. We put up with the jumping. Just get back up to where we were. And
you'll never catch up?
Yes, cognition is body-wide, but also for me a breakthrough. I came to AG's work through a mechanism meaning of work backwards and forwards, speaking chronology with their work, encountering many punches in a welcome sense. Eric Carr's place of saying is a piece I come back to often because of the way that the canvas pushes through the lived, the experiential, and the conceived as a map. That Eric can do this so easily. Perhaps sections of the mechanism of meaning can help to create those terminology junctions for physical. See, they're wondering how to determine what is physical.
Good.
There it is. Joel, I'm having the same problem. Yeah, I think they're all getting bugged by this jumping about.
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah. I'm having the same problem. Somebody will work out for the eyes. Exactly.
How the hell are these intellectuals if they don't know how to work a looky box?
Well, this is the way that it's just the way the technology is. During the conference, I realized that we never discussed the process of dying, that dying is a verb. This is good. Something people do. There is a choice in some instances. Yeah, every death is suicide. Along the way...
Are they saying that?
Yep. They're saying...
They're saying that every death is a suicide?
No. I just said that. And Ian agrees with that, Madeline, if you're listening to this. That dying is a verb. There's choice in some instances along the way. We would say choice in every instance. Choice in some instances... very hard, Madeline, to stay... watching the continuity. There's a choice in some instances along the way, and that one project of RD might be to redefine the process in their own terms and do artistic interventions into the medical sphere. Well, there's you, Carolyn. And that's why they brought Carolyn into it. And we are going to do that. If you want, put the word, I guess, want. You know, is that how you jump up to it? If you want the name to appear here,
It's just a technical.
Yeah, I would like to work. I'm sure they many would. The project for years has foreseen collaborative rotating research and environments disposed for that purpose. Good. No, they jumped it.
We must die.
Yeah. I would like to begin the rotation. Can we solidify the container to sustain the continuing, a pre-search institute, practically speaking? For such a death, there is no solace. Only renewed effort to do more and do it better. AG have offered us new dimensions of choice, new ways in the words of the Torah to choose life. So others here are flipping back to the pages of the M, capital M, well, no, not M, that would pages of the M, something of meaning to their book. Since my first meeting with Arakawa and Madeline, they have been a very significant part of my life, and it starts to a sense that what was special about Arakawa is that he could think of things in squirrely ways. We all miss him terribly. Our thoughts go out to Madeline. Yes, I imagine children loving him, Alistair. I have it here in front of me, Joel, on the reassembling section, filling and casting. Filling and casting. There's no split between physical and non-physical, we say. It's part of the whole, blah, blah, blah. Well, with terminal junctions, we have intersecting planes of related terms, often from distinct disciplinary practices and frames of reference, juxtaposed, so they can trade, put the word trade, quotes around it. We had quotes, trade. Yeah, we can, they can trade zones of influence or create hybrid epistemological tools. With procedural junctions, we have an interesting possibility for juxtapositions of cognitive style surging with each other for amplification, for making proprioceptive and sensory distinctions. Proprioceptive. Distinction, no, proprioceptive, yeah. For opening up the unthought and unfelt into wholenesses, larger than the sum of the sensory motor parts. Squirrely, great word, workout. Your son's word, too much, I just accept what seems unchangeable. Okay, the text jumps around, just recipient, it feels inside. I think it's a very astute Martin. The architectural plan is always incomplete. So that's someone responding to us. See, it's always incomplete, so your meaning of incomplete, Ion, does not... yet your meaning does not come across. We say it's not a problem, but then they say it's not. It's just down below here, just a little bit down. The architectural plan is always incomplete. Madeline's asked that we tell you that if we're struggling, you're struggling in getting the text to stay still for reading, copy, and post the under text into Word documents side by side. Some kind of copying.
Yeah, cut and paste this into Word, read it. But then it's a lot of cutting and pasting.
Oh, okay. So we're doing okay. You're typing up the Word to get us where we were. It's good.
No,
it's not working anymore. You gotta go up a little bit. If you use the arrow, it might make you go up better.
No.
How come? I have to run up for a while and we'll come back. Love to all. Procedural junctions or procedural accretions are better procedural cleavings, bios cleavings. Remedy for any insufficiently procedural procedures out there. And the mono no aware transformer for you, Joel, these days. It was a wonderful experience to be at the AG conclusion in New York and tentatively explore the bios cleave house. I'm grateful to Eric Howe and Madeline for examining, here, you want to write that in. Examining is the word. It's at around 650. It's way up, way down. Yeah, up around here. For exemplary, grateful for exemplary direction, passion, imagination, rethink, redesign the future of the species. I was inspired by means of Arakawa and his by work, which has laid the ground for much more to come. Wishing strength and courage, which he already has in abundance, to Madeline, Gary Shapiro. Put in Shapiro. Has anyone here also been a bit dispirited by how the silly journalists have remembered Arakawa? It seems that a proper in memoriam is in order. Yeah, maybe not. What shall we call an obituary to a proponent of reversible destiny. Yes, I think that this is a major step forward. Not that one. For it offers at the level of embodied cognition the liberating potentialities that get opened up by terminological junctions from the shocks of thought. From the shocks of thought represented by terminal junctions to shocks to the sensorium through hybrid embodied cognitive procedures. You see, I on the extra wordy in this.
That makes no sensey.
Yeah, they don't want to
make it. It's all about arguing for limitations.
Yeah, that's a good point, Carolyn. Where is this, where is arguing for limitations is appraised?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just go back up to see what they were saying.
More people have entered.
And a level of embodied cognition, liberating potentials to get opened. Yeah, by terminal junctions from the shocks of thought represented by terminal junctions. Shocks of sensorium through hybrid embodied cognitive procedures. And social psychology proposes that the group is mind's environment. M-I-N-D, apostrophe, that the architectural body we carry involves not a building, but a home to a social unit, the relation to the family community. There's a strong evidence the availability of social support attenuates the negative effects of many types of stressors. Stressors, S-T-R-E-S-S-O-R-S. Many types of stressors. In Samuel Beckett's terms, the disintegration of self was always preceded by the breakdown or absence of social connections. I would like to work with Matt and others to help devise new procedures that make use of these kinds of findings. Too much trying to connect with everybody. Thank you, Madeline. Sounds like a gift. I hope I am worthy. Alex likes. The procedural cleavings, bios cleavings at the moment, but Alex needs different ways of holding at different times. When visiting BioCleave host L. Stewart says that when walking on the bumps, it felt like my feet were twisting in circles. Reuben, that's interesting. So you have in mind some sort of emphasis on sociality, but not in a Jane Jacobs sense. She's a famous architect who worked with McLuhan. Jane Jacobs sense. Passing through. The gist and double gist of the obituary to a proponent of reversible destiny should make reversible destiny happen. I think we all need different terms to achieve any reversible destiny at different times. That was the question that I now see. Well, it was one of those interesting...
How do these intellectuals speak of destiny?
Yeah, what is it? Let's have Ion define destiny.
We don't know.
Okay. Let's say that Arakawa doesn't... See, let's bring in Arakawa to this. Okay, well, let me read a little more. Where now, who now, when now, in question, I say unbelieving. Questions, hypothesis, call them that. Keep going. Beckett. I like Jane Jacob. I like that Madeline. Did Madeline say something there? Just go down to Beckett. Going, write that in. Yeah, there it is. Do I see Madeline? Yeah, she did the gist and double gist of obituary.
Wait, you're
done here. Oh, okay. Obituary. I think she was above.
You were here.
No, Madeline spoke. But just put obituary.
No, there's too many obituaries.
Yeah, okay. The gist and double gist of an obituary to a proponent of reversible destiny should read, make reversible destiny happen. I think we all need different terms, blah, blah, blah. Okay, get down here a little bit. Just go down slightly. Yes, the surround is not individual or local. The oil spilling into the Gulf and the ongoing murderous war in Afghanistan. These are our destiny as much as a truck coming straight at us or the nervous system going kaput. Reuben, I like Jane Jacobs' work very much and share a view that we approach social problems in terms of a model of complex systems. This is my approach to group dynamic. I didn't mean that in a way directed at Jacobs necessarily. For bringing the real into the conversation to give impetus to that which we must collectively imagine. Moyo, thank you so much for everything. Bird has pointed. That's Don Bird. Bert has pointed to some things that suggest a reversible destiny isn't happening, but it happens in hoping. No? Yes, your point about social web is strong and supporting. Madeline, it is perhaps clear there's a broad, thick-ish tissue of density around you. I think small teams could be formed to take new or existing procedures and think build surrounds for self-administering them. Ruben just proposed one. Concrete work can go forward and move. Destiny, not accepting our destiny. Yes, that isn't my destiny. There's also a big open. These assaults on all of us and the entire surround. I like Don's idea of common work. Carolyn types in the stuff and gets us right back. The Vedas state that everything begins first by becoming mere intention. Okay, Ayan, you want to comment? The Vedas state, Hindu Vedas, that everything begins first by becoming mere intention. Mm-hmm. You want to add to that?
It is. It is. Everything is by, every creation, realized or otherwise, is the essence of intention.
What does Arakawa say about that right now?
He isn't dead, Bob.
Where is he?
He went back home.
Uh-oh, we got another parallel worlder. So what does he have to say to us?
Will I put this, that statement? Every creation realized or not is by intention?
Yes. Okay. Since they're doing, yes. Well, please yourself, those words.
That's what they said. They say begins first by becoming mere intention. It's not so mere, is it?
Mere. Mere intention.
So, what are we doing?
When you say he isn't dead, this person dated Michael Jackson?
Yes. And it's available to communicate outside of, hey, the weather's nice.
Okay, so we can say, let's talk, okay.
What if,
Arakawa now?
What if Arakawa went to an alternate world?
No, he did, but could we have Arakawa speak to us, Ayan?
We'll call him on the phone, Bob. He's still alive.
What phone number?
Pick one.
No, pick one, come on. That'll run around like Barbara trying to talk to a Palm Springs thing. You can't have him hear
me. And we hoped for so much.
Yeah. Come on. We know all those lines. We're going new. Is Arakawa available to talk without the phone?
No.
Okay, well, so we can't... what is he doing over there?
Right, drawing buildings, living life, enjoying his world.
So he... did he leave a corpse behind?
He did.
So you can... so... how do we bring that point in? You know, to say that... we can phone him. What number? You can phone any number. We can phone the White House and we will get him, Ayan.
Yes, Bob. But not from your place of connection right here. You can't reach it from here.
So we can't reach him.
Your connection won't reach him. He could reach you, but your connection...
Well, if he can reach me, have him communicate to us right now and contribute to this.
What's to communicate? You got a bunch of folks running around trying to develop false premises and extricate larger, fuller dynamics using their words, which are false premises that have tried to lead them further down the perpetude of the rabbit hole, quote.
Yeah, but I respect their argument that your terms false and that do not apply to this ongoing gobbledygook that they engage in.
Very good. And then when we say that's the essence of creation.
So let's just announce that we just heard from our source that Ayan is... we're not going to do that?
No.
Okay.
Say it now.
Well, if you hear the tape, Madeline, you just heard, Madeline, that he didn't die or he's not in the guff, which is where you go when you give up the meat sack completely. He's in a parallel world and he's working away on his plans.
That's correct.
And JW, the vehicle for this Ayan, could go see him. Okay, so we're at the point just... or
you can continue.
You're giving up? Why?
I get work to do.
Well, let's just finish up here then. Let's just see and then we'll finish up. The Vedas are leaping back in the physical concrete nodes. Leaving the bicycle house and transport to airport, I thought about how interesting it would be to actually use the house to be part of his patina. To perform sonic actions, accidental dances, just because your hair would swing around a whole new way. I think that further activating the actual architecture is a way to get more reversing going on. Mono no aware means an empathy toward things or a sensitivity of ephemeral. I'm not. Did you just make a puke there, Ryan?
We just groan.
Yeah, you're groaning at this, not this gobbledygook.
Well, now they're supposed to be the high-minded ones, Bob.
Yeah.
But if you listen to what they're saying, everything ends up, we didn't do it, we couldn't do it, we don't know how to do it, we wonder why we can't do it, we wonder who's going to not know how we're not going to be able to not do it. We want to change this destiny that's already destined, and there is no destiny, there is no non-physical, there is no connection, there is nothing more than this meat sack. So we're going to try to figure out why we need to stay in this meat sack. And if we figure out why we want to stay in this meat sack, then we're going to have to figure out what in the hell we're going to do besides run around here making up little wordy words and Senate subcommittees to make architecture that doesn't stand either into a dichotomy of why eternity is ours.
Is that radical enough for you, Madeline?
We were kind as we could be.
Yeah, Madeline just said, yes, yes to destiny. Yes, yes to a common work. Well, Ion, can you give us some practical advice about his architecture that Eric Carr was frustrated here to implement? What's he implementing over there in the parallel world?
Okay.
Talk technically about his architecture.
Okay. Within the lines of the platforms of cantilevered support beams.
Cantilevered support beams. I'll just show you where she is.
That superextend. The structure's capacity.
The structure's capacity.
To withstand. Gravitational. Forces. Is.
Comma after forces.
The process. That you are considering. Heretofore.
What'd you say? Heretofore?
Heretofore.
Put it, yeah, great. Put it in there. That's great. Very good. Now we get them back on topic. Eric, I would say within the lines of cantilevered support beams that superextends the structure's capacity to withstand gravitational forces is the process you're considering heretofore. Very good. Let's go back up. You get that, Madeline? We can actually get some of Eric Howe's ideas as he's doing them today in the parallel world. Let's go back up and see what they've been saying while they... There we are. There's Blake, what is now, they quote Blake, what is now real was once only imagined. Just not to underestimate the forces to be opposed. I have an unavoidable break here. I'm trying to get back. So Don Bird's gone. He's the one who was addressing it. He won't be here to see what we say. This is what Francisco Varela means. We know him by ethical expertise. Enlightened beings or the Madhusudans have achieved the reversible destiny on immortality. The ability to create one's day. Oh, they actually cite us. The Vedas also state that you should spend time at cremation grounds. Let's not bring up the Vedas, Martin. But get more reversing going on. Never underestimate those forces is surely right. Too early to imagine. I totally agree, Melissa. I think we can do lots of daily research in Bioscleave House.
Why don't we try some versing rather than reversing?
Versing. That's good. Maybe we'll put that in later. Get more reversing. Yeah, someone says get more reversing done. Let's try reversing, not reversing.
How's that working for you? Let's start with versing, and then we might be able to reverse.
Yeah, let's start with versing. Let's start with versing.
Then maybe destiny will allow a reversing.
No, let's start with versing instead of reversing. And then you want to add a sentence?
No.
You started to say something else.
And then potentially, maybe destiny can be achieved in our reversal of our destiny.
Then potentially destiny can be achieved, Carol.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, potential destiny. Yeah, okay, potential destiny.
Put in potential, you choose it. Potential destiny.
Potential destiny, that means you choose it. Good, okay.
Not... Destiny can't go in.
Wait, figure someone else
post. Predestined.
So I'm going to go back up and read what they're saying. Commission, yeah, let's not bring another. Give me a reason. I totally agree that we can do. Below us, a little boy is on and off from and McKee. Well, I read Mao's text, it radical reminds us there's no gap buster and not that for every world. Responsibility is the usness always of ridiculous. Between the beams, there is that big open to some. Inside me, new versing is harder. It helps not to do it. Helps not to do it only alone. So they made an arguing for a limitation. So you want me to sit here, Kim? I'll do it. Maybe I don't. Yeah, I'll keep the mic here. Madeline, Carolyn's going off to do what, Carolyn? Yes, to using the biosleep house as the hub of activities in the physical environment already being there is being there. And I have to make some phone calls. AG's architecture. I think people are getting tired and dropping out. Wants to us to shake into pieces. They say his architecture wants to shake us to pieces, then tentatively renewing and reassembling. When we're in pieces. Well, that's also what the community's doing. Of what, says Madeline, of what might intention consist? Anyway, let's go respond to that, Ian. What does intention consist of?
Intention is the essence of deliberate creation.
Intention is what consists? Consists of the effort?
Deliberate. Creation.
Of the effort of deliberate? You put the word effort in?
No.
I'm slower than Carol on typing. Intention consists of the what? Just repeat what you said.
Intention
consists of the...
of the intention.
That's using the same word. Intention consists of the intention.
Oh, no. Then take out intention. Intention
consists of deliberate creation.
So I just hit the thing.
Deliberate creation.
Okay, I missed that. Intention consists of what?
Deliberate creation, and then just hit enter.
Deliberate
creation.
Can you hit return, Carol?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hit the return button.
Deliberate creation. That's pretty nothing. Doesn't say anything. So can you add reference or biosleep house? Reference their biosleep house and say something.
What they've said so far doesn't either. Bob.
I know, but we're putting in our words about the architecture of the biosleep house, which Carol and I have been in. Intention consists of deliberate creation. Well, that doesn't tell us anything, so we got more. Can you say another kind of gobbledygook? I know it's repugnant to you to do that, but...
It really is, but... okay. What is creation if not intentional?
Well, we already did that. That does not. Come up with some architectural words. Talk their language.
They don't even talk their language.
That's right. That's true. I've always been profoundly moved by the ethical implications of Eric Carrigan's word and music, how much it resonates. How much it resonates with...
With what?
With Francesco Varela's Buddhist... let me find it. Where is it? Buddhist... Inspired enactment of a program of research into the embodied cognitive grounds... Embodied cognitive grounds.
Or non-physical.
No, just a minute. It's hard to get the... Gotta go back here, go back up there. Embodied cognitive grounds for compassion. This resonates with Hiroko Nakatani's fine... So they're trying to connect with each other too much. They're not allowing each other to create their own architecture, which is what Arakawa is for. And how can we bring in your point on that, creating your own sovereign space... And there's too much of aligning with each other. This resonates with Hiroko Nakatani's fine translation of mononoware, which if you notice is a pun on mono, isolated subject. No, not fully aware. No is not fully. So it's not fully aware. Mono no aware means not fully cognizant of the truly distributed nature of cognition. So they're operating in a great unknowing. Yes, and the sadness of transient, but yours was a mono no aware transformer. Pretend between the beams there's that big open. Yes, Martin, I suspected a pun on aware. And that pun is or a where, W-A-R-E. Yes, using the bicycle house as a hub of activities and the physical embodiment of R-D for now. Being there is being there. The idea of a small work group sounds like a productive approach. Intention, someone says landing with a purpose. Now they talk about landing sites. Landing with a purpose, is that what we say, Ion? That's the question.
Great, that's good.
Landing with a purpose? Landing with a purpose. Now, they don't like that. That's the opposite. They don't want a purpose. Landing with a purpose. They want to discover a purpose in the moment that subs to change and gobbledygook and flip out of it. Landing with a
purpose. Make the purpose not be effective, and then they have to die.
Landing with a purpose that is effective?
Okay. That is effective without a question mark, but yeah.
Yeah. Landing with a purpose that is effective. What? Leaning into bias cleave, opening the weave. Attention brings resolution. Attention turns walls to roads. Bob and Alan, I agree with creation and landing, but we must remember that all great creative acts occur beneath the threshold of conscious awareness. One can intend at the subtlest levels of intentions. That's one of their points. Their idea of creativity is based on unawareness. Can you respond to that? They're bringing in the subconscious. Beneath the threshold of conscious awareness may not be considered subconscious, but do we need to be conscious, Ion?
No.
Well, that's what they're saying. We don't have to be conscious. They agree with you. One can intend at the subtlest levels of attention. Someone says compassion is the link with Varela's idea of ethical expertise. You know, this is all McClone's mediacology kind of bastardized. Joel, should have added that last connective, sorry. See, bastardize the sense of, yes, humans continue to gobbledygook with the gobbledygook, which is our essence of creation. Taking the Jenkins model, much of this would have to do with spatiality, the situation of private and public space, or rather the engendered porosity of both, the development of communities, etc., being important so far as they are emphasized, points that I feel have not been as forcefully addressed as other aspects of the body's belief. Yes, Martin, but intention is a tall guy and doesn't only happen at the top. We ride it, too, like a wave we are most unaware of, only the crest where we can keep track and proceed procedurally. The openness ensures the integrality. So they're saying we operate properly and appropriately if we remain aware that we don't know and we create knowing the unknowingness as a help. Then Madeline says, we do not yet know what landing sites consist of, and so-called intention, that's not a good word in her scene, eludes us thus far as well. See? They don't know what the words they use, they don't know the meanings of. Just like I say with Ion, I'm ongoing discovering, learning what the soul means because the definition is always expanding and collapsing. So I understand exactly what Madeline's talking about. We do it all day here with Ion. Ion likes to get to define it. Can you comment on your effort to get knowing, Ion? We're celebrating the not knowing here. Do you want to comment and flip that or do something with that concept? They work here?
Not so much, Bob. I mean, I'm afraid they'll go commit suicide with the premise that they've worked on so far.
Yeah, but did Erica commit? Well, he did commit suicide. Right, if you don't die and go to the guff, but you go home, is that a kind of suicide?
No.
Right, so Erica did not commit suicide.
No, he didn't.
That's what I'm going to tell them. Arakawa did not commit suicide.
Well, who says that? Who said that he did?
They
think of suicide as taking your own life.
Yeah, yeah. And every death's a suicide. But Arakawa did not.
You haven't established that. If you're going to go down that rabbit hole, you got to go through that whole process.
Just say Arakawa did not die.
Right.
Anything a bit better than that? You know, he went to a parallel world.
Well,
I just put that in there. You
go through all that.
They put in gobbledygook, we can put in gobbledygook. And we mean our gobbledygook.
How's that working for them?
Well, yeah, well, we're trying to parallel world.
Oh, yeah. What do are we trying to do? Oh.
We're not trying to do anything. Okay. We're trying to focus in the gobbledygook.
Oh.
Yeah, this is human beings stepped up, heightened. It's Madeline doing the human gobbledygook with intention canceled pretty quickly. We do not, okay, we are in agreement. And as a jazz musician, I can tell you there is a lot of baggage in the way for that intention to come up from the soles of the feet. See, they love the not knowing as helping you focus. They think not knowing helps you focus. Ben, see community focusing, psychosocial on focusing. See, this comes out what I call the postmodern probe, 30 years ago. I'm very well familiar with what they're talking about. As you know, Madeline, would the idea not be that it's not compassion as something like an afterthought, but that the action of carefully crafted compassion itself is what produces a becoming? A becoming. Where was that? A collective body, less mortal. Erica did not die, went to a parallel world. I want to hear Ruben's response to Ben's question. Either a non-aware, or at this dreadful moment, a torment transformer. We should say not a dreadful moment, right?
Right.
Not a dreadful moment. Did Erica get fed up with their scene and wanted to try somewhere else?
Sure, because you can't get there from there.
Not a dreadful moment. Arakawa just got fed up. Can I say that? Is that too...
No.
What?
No.
Don't say that. Not a dreadful moment. Martin, I have a great picture of you at the bicycling house where the soles of your feet are not on the ground but facing the camera, absorbing the air surround. Now, Johnny comes in with a long statement. When I sat with A.G. and Mark and working on the Encyclopedia of Mistakes, there was a discussion regarding the impressing of states of person and how self-states might be landing sites of the organism as organized segments of the biosqueed. Erica raised a question regarding the imagination. The loose transcript of the discussion went like this. Is the imagination an invented cognitive configuration of the organism that person? So our bodies, they call an organism that persons, which allows her to make mistakes that are not allowed in the natural little selection process involved in the evolution of organisms. This would mean that the organism that person develops differently than organisms that undergo evolutionary processes. In other words, humans are flexible in what we create. Ion would say, well, everything that appears to be evolutionary is non-physical, and the physical is what's being improvised. Would you agree with that, Ion?
Okay.
In other words, organisms that person might be segments of the biosclave still primarily organized by operations inherent in biosclave. However, in order to have a dialogue with the biosclave, an organism must emphasize the separation aspect of the separating joining condition of cleaving. This allows a fiction of place to develop, and further along it allows dispersed to contrast tendencies to produce the imagination, which consists of the possibility to make mistakes on purpose. And someone says, at least wonderful that we all gathered together in Arakana's honor and enduring friendship. Enduring friendship. Then I go, not a dreadful moment. Arakawa leaves a gigantic space that... Oh, okay, Ion. Let's respond to this. Arakawa leaves a gigantic space that can only be filled with groups of people working together for research and development. How do you respond to that, Ion?
Research and develop what?
Research and develop what? And what would Eric... yes, a good one. R&D what? Filled with groups, working together, opening the weave. I have to go. I'll stay connected. Thank you, Gene, for your presence. I hope to converse on these topics sometime soon. RD what? See what? Okay, can we say a little bit more about he left it. Did Erica leave a gigantic space?
No.
Erica did not leave a gigantic space. Hopefully we will get kicked off here. We'll radicalize the spaces here. There's a measure of social connectedness, a micro measure, as one dimension of affect, and both town plans and lifestyle patterning can be evaluated on the basis of how much tissue they draw out. We could develop concrete proposals on these grounds, but would perhaps better start with a kind of diagramming. Take Jane Jacobs. take Jane Jacobs against us, Le Corbusier or Robert Moses, and find the measure of the distances, verticalities that go with the alienation, the paralleling and overlap that bind and fructify. Comment, Ion?
None.
Erica did not leave a gigantic space. Mono nowhere. Feel the pathos of things or nature. Appreciate. Ion, this is becoming a performance. We're going to post what we're saying here for people to hear. This is good because... paralleling and overlap that... feel the pathos of things or nature. Appreciate the beauties. We have this expression from the Heian Priod. P-R-I-O-D. P-R-I-O-D. Erica often said, Jikan, which is time, Kukan, space, and Ningen, human beings, have the same Chinese character. Less common how Erikao did not believe there was time and space. Does Erikao agree with that? Ion, did Erikao agree with that there was no time and no space?
Don't think it was absolutely considered.
Did not even... consider, like, we don't mean that as he missed it. What do we want? He did not acknowledge,
right,
to his benefit, time and space, time, space, or human beings. Space or human beings, to his credit. Yeah, there we get it. Where are we getting aligned in here? Erica did not acknowledge time, space, human beings to his credit. Okay, they're saying... Thank you for the link, Eugene. I will have to look over the site later this evening. Johnny, one thing that your account of that conversation suggests is that the relationship of an organism, that persons and a person, is the difference between evolution, a long narrative involving many lifetimes, and morphogenesis, which can involve short periods of intense transformation within a single life. The soles of the feet, pun on soul. Good one, Martin. Reverse the last order so that morphogenesis goes first in that statement I just read. Erica did not acknowledge time and space. That gets in there. Let's see if anybody responds. Yes, your idea of proactive compassion producing a becoming less mortal is inspiring. Can you less relate the becoming less mortal point, Ion? What would you add to that? Becoming less mortal is a fact already is already been done. Is it fait accompli? Becoming less mortal is a fait accompli, right?
Mm-hmm.
A fait accompli.
Then you don't have to overcome death.
Less mortal. Especially since we have Ion right here. Especially since we have Erikao right here. We don't really. I mean, you're not bringing him in from the parallel world, but you know what he's doing. I'm just saying that so if Madeline
listens. He certainly wouldn't be engaged in this gobbledygook.
Since we have Eric Carver right here, Kanawha, he says he would not. Not. And this is Ion Madeline just using his ESP to pick up on Arakawa. He's not really here, right? He's not really here.
I don't know if it's appropriate.
Hey, I don't care. They're radicals. They're radicals. They're radicals. Hey, rebels, they're living in Soho. Ion, he's not there, but you know what he's thinking.
Well, what?
Wordy words.
Yeah. Their energy could be better used by embracing their life instead of worrying about his death.
Yeah, but they're here to carry on. I mean, they're academics who've hijacked his work for their professional academic careers.
Wow.
Which artists have to put up with. Mm-hmm. Art is part of the cultures our business, academia rules, even though it doesn't do it very well, but they're the ones that get paid. The artists are trying to get paid, but you get tenure, you got paid, and you can just talk about someone's work. It's so important to have Japanese language and culture sources when thinking through Arakawa's thoughts. Thank you so much, Moimo. So then my stuff, it's great. Reverse the last door, some over. See, nobody's really, they're half acknowledging each other. they're interested in making statements for the record. Academic gobbledygook. Now, I have no problem with the gobbledygook. That's what we're always doing. But Ion thinks that we can refine our gobbledygook tendencies.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't serve anything. I mean, this is the whole point of it. It's no point.
Yeah, but within there, this is like a microculture, and they are getting insights.
And I don't care if you call it
the world fair. No, they're getting insights from each other's combination. Benjamin says...
What insight are they getting?
Thanks for that insight, Memorial. I've never put those words together like that before. Well, let's put some more words together before that never were. Karen's laughing. Good to see you laughing, Karen. I'm having a good time at the wake. Finnegan's, they don't like Finnegan's wake. It's interesting. They don't want... Ion, let's talk about awakening without falling into their disagreement with awakening.
Okay.
Become an avant-garde intellectual here, Ion, and say a bunch of gobbledygook.
Why?
Hey, Ion,
do you have any really great pearls that you can cast before?
Phatic. This is a phatic interaction. Use the word phatic a lot.
Well, that's your world. You can tear it up on the
way. Okay, what would you say about the phatic information, the phatic process here?
Well, it's not serving anything. It's not purposeful. It's not meaningful. And it's not making anybody feel any better or worse than they do right now. It's leftovers. And if the function of their prophatic dogma is not a dogma, then what is it?
It's the process of landing, looking for landing sites, looking for a reason.
Well, okay, great. And if that's what you're doing, then say that.
No, they will not admit that.
Well, then they're
not ethical.
They're probably not going to listen to what we got to say either.
No, they aren't. But we're contributing. Well, no one's listening to each other here. Varela's ethical know-how is based on that's William Irwin Thompson quadrant. Francesco Varela was Thompson's friend. Varela's ethical know-how is based on the premise of accepting death. Well, no, we don't accept death. We are searching for an ethical know-how that overcomes it somehow. we're here with Ion telling you.
Ethical know-how.
What?
Ethical know-how.
That's what they said. What do you...
But think about that. What does that mean, ethical know-how?
And that seems to be precisely why compassion is the key, as a bodily quality factor that changes bodily being to another mode, one that is carried by the reaffirmation coming in from all other, ubiquitously. Thanks for your insights.
Ambiguously.
Ubiquitously. Ambiguously, not ubiquitously. Ambiguously. Ambiguously. Not ubiquitously. Look at this sleep. Good. Well said. Ambiguously, not ubiquitously. Thank you so much. Thank you. Hi, I do not have time to check in. Somebody checked in. I do not have time.
We are with them.
Bob, I'm not sure the position from which you speak, but Arakawa did participate in wordiness all the time. His way of talking in, through, around, across, leaving off, starting in, joining with gesture, gesturing towards sensings was a carving. Carving, it's good, he's responding. Was a carving our ongoing suspension, attenuation of the possibility of meaning, and the constant undoing of measure and value. Now, Ion, did he decide that wasn't getting him anywhere, and that's why he left?
Exactly.
Arakawa tells us now that the wordy word he realized, wordy words he realized did not work, not work, did not accomplish, did not...
Did not enhance the perspective.
What?
Did not enhance the perspective.
I'll just say the perspective. You want to add something past perspective?
Being communicated.
Erica tells us here. Damn, the thing jumped. Tells us. Tell. tells us that the woody words of religion enhance the perspective being communicated. So he
enter.
Went. What'd you say?
Return. That's an F.
So he went. No, no. So he went to a parallel world to start anew.
No, to complete the old.
To complete the old. Do we need to put to complete his work? The old. The old. And did not transition. Did not die. He is available.
Good.
If we what? Drop the wordy words? If we
what? That's good. That was good.
He is
available. They're not going to have that anyway, so anything else you add, more brush for the fire, Bob.
That's what this is.
Okay, well, we're good. Anything else?
Well, yeah, no, we got some good. You just hang in here. Have a little stamina.
No.
I'm not in the position. No, we're just beginning. They're just beginning to acknowledge our contribution.
And
gesturing towards sensing as a carving, our ongoing suspension and attenuation of the possibility of meaning, the constant undoing, measure, and value. I can buy that distinction, Johannes. Is this what I... No, that's John D. saying this. So, although procedure, I'm not sure it makes that much of a difference, since I'm only deploying Varela to better understand ANG, still, it's an important distinction that you make, as always. Laughing out loud, says Madeline. Madeline laughs at what we wrote. Yee-hoo! We finally got the quote, ex-widow, responded.
Which part is she laughing at?
The whole thing what I wrote. Like, she's getting it. Laughing out loud, Bob. Eric Howard tells us, and then we have our quote. Let's see if she continues. Very good, Madeline. She actually didn't... She's not laughing at what we just wrote. She's laughing at our previous statement. We've broken through, Ayat. See? Good we stayed. And this is all going to be on our site, Carol. We're going to post this. This is a public performance here. Laughing out loud, says Madeline, the ex-widow. She just found out she's not a widow. She's still... She now knows Arakawa is becoming person in an extra architectural environment. Yeah, can we write that? He's just expanded his architectural possibilities. You like that, Ian?
Horizon.
He's just...
Horizon.
I'll say keep laughing, Madeline. Keep laughing. Mad. Madeline, what did I say about architecture? What was I saying? Keep laughing, Madeline. He's adopting. He's adding new architectural spaces. What would you say to that, Ian? Keep laughing. What did you say a minute ago?
His architectural horizons.
Yeah, is he expanding them or incorporating?
Incorporating them.
He's incorporating. Incorporating new architectural horizons.
Good.
Architectural horizons. Good. Let's see what the others have been saying. Someone's term becoming less mortal struck me as apt, as I see R&D as a process, not a snap of the fingers. So they're dithering.
Blithering, yes.
Yeah, blithering. Perhaps what gets called dying is something in parenthesis that we... It's got them going. Perhaps what gets called dying is something in parenthesis that we incorporate as we personal on. Pass antennae through strainers. That might be a work he did. I think I said this because I've always felt that there was a strong current of something like a relentless compassion behind Eric Howard's thinking, in particular his actions. Compassion, understood as a highly active disposition, makes friends with all that is. And that becomes a way of living on, in the sense of beginning again and again. So they're making their outer kingdom, Ion, the main judgment of their living. That's what's going on here.
And so therefore the best they get is by default. So then the ringleader who never is trying to make his life work about how not to die, dies, and then what do? Well, I mean, think about this for about 1 second, Bob.
Yeah. Well, carry on, keep talking, tell me how to think about it. I get the irony, and they're trying to find meaning in the irony?
They're trying, yeah.
They're saying, yeah, this was great. This was good that our founder screwed up.
Destiny that we are lost.
So we've been thinking about Madeline's invitation to us for this chat. What actions ought those working to help our species break free from mortality take in response to the death of one of the founders of reversible destiny? Consistent with our earlier comment about choosing life, we think it behooves us to educate ourselves about the risk factors in our lives and in those with whom we live. We must do everything to minimize those risks using what we know from as many credible sources as possible. These people have working jobs. They're just talking within the limitation of having a job, including but not limited to medical science. And here you got Carol here with the expert on medical science. Furthermore, we need to be on the alert for early detection signs and seek help. Now, they're talking about the story is Arakawa ignored the disease in himself and didn't seek proper medical appropriation. That would be proof that he went to parallel world. He was faking his illness because he was going to exit for other reasons. Would you agree with that, Ion?
Sure.
Yeah. Furthermore, we need to be on the alert for early detection signs. Seek help when we see them. That just makes more disease if you respond to the doctor's detection signs. In a social environment, we would do this with or for our families, friends, colleagues. Our challenge is to develop architectural procedures that can help us to detect and remediate threats to life. Respond to that, Aya. That's ridiculous.
Not a chance.
Threats to life, it's not a
yes,
chance.
Yes, indeed. Engage that and see how it works for you.
Or not
you could put on there, if you were being cheeky, we'd say, eat right, live right, do right, and die anyway.
Threats to life, not a chance. Okay. Detect and remediate threats to life. Alan, I may be missing some of your points here, so apologies in advance. The problem with diagramming is that generally it sets the lived up against the conceived. To use some language from Lefebvre, he was a guy in the 50s, 60s influence on Jean Baudrillard. The playfulness, I'm just saying that to show you I know this stuff, Madeline. The playfulness of Arakawa's paintings, and well, of all his work with Madeline, too, is that it moves between the diagram and the lived. Lived is devil backwards, we want to point that out. It doesn't start with the diagram, even though one might say that by its nature as a work of art, it must start as a diagram. See, Arakawa's method was to never make art. Pretend he was making art, but never begin with what he made and not acknowledge what he was going to make or did make. He's a good example of what I. McLuhan liked someone saying, he quoted this, art is anything you can get away with. That's Arakawa. He was getting away with a lot. And his friends collaborated, helped him get away with it. But it, in the end, didn't work. Would you say he got frustrated with the outcome of that, Ion?
Well, of course.
Right.
Every time you build your life's work on a false premise, yeah, that would say yeah, we agree.
Okay, so the diagram, the playfulness, the ambiguous Duchampian aesthetic, and he met Duchamp very early, the playfulness of Arakawa's paintings and, well, all of his work with Madeline, too, is that it moves between the diagram and the lived. It doesn't start with the diagram, even though one might say that by its nature as a work of art, it must start as a diagram. So then basing the contradictions and paradoxes of being, Ion, how do we get beyond that? You can't get beyond the contradictions.
You can't get there from there. At the very best that you're going to get is befuddled.
And that's okay, right? Be relaxed and allow about that.
Well, yes, but see, your point of engagement would be to bring into some case or case in point a solution. Well, you haven't got any closer than you did before they started the wake.
Interesting points, Ben. I, for one, would like to skip the Moody Blues' song, Timothy Leary is Dead, Oh No No, He's Outside Looking In, Reification and Deification. See, they're mistaking us saying he's alive as deification in New Age spiritualistic terms. See, they think we're being New Age because he was always so humble as a person, so aware that the process of R&D was more important than achievement in one lifetime. So he's
They're saying, Mackenzie Work has come in. I know Mackenzie Work. Sorry to interrupt. I have two small children snapping at my heels. Pass antenna through strangers indeed. So that's the point. This is in my quadrant, the battle between the New Age meme of William Thompson and the Arthur Croker postmodern meme that does not accept the New Age dialogue. They may be misinterpreting, but how would we respond to us being, we're being accused of being New Age spiritualistic? What do we say to that, Ion?
Well, you can say we kick it old school.
We what?
We kick it old school.
We kick it old school. No, we don't. That's shamanism. Let's show how shamanism is what we're doing here. And this isn't reification. And this para-funeral is not reification.
Okay.
And I'm going to add something. And this para is not reification. No, deification. How do you spell deification?
Starts to sound like Opus Dei.
Opus Dei is not deification. And this paraphernalia is not deification? Eric Cara, okay, how do you point out we don't mean that?
Let's say that. We don't mean that.
We certainly don't mean that. Don't mean that. Arakawa, what?
Arakawa.
Isn't here. Is/isn't.
Just because he isn't here doesn't mean he's dead.
Yeah. And this parafuneral is not deification. We certainly don't mean that. Arakawa is/isn't here. See, they always bring in the doubleness, so let's incorporate it a little bit. Even though it doesn't work. But, see, hopefully, Madeline...
What did you... Let's screw ourselves in the head. It won't be comfortable, but let's do it anyway. Yeah, that's good. I know. Let's get a hammer and see how many digits we can... How many times we can swing the hammer at our hand and see how many times we miss a digit. Yeah, let's do that. It won't be very fruitful and it won't come out to much anything, but yeah, let's try that. Let's do it anyway. Yeah, come on. Yeah, you want to swing first or shall we?
Vicky, earlier this evening, both the remarkable and yet unlikely similarity between Euro Park and Wordsworth Winter Garden at Coleraunton Hall, both are circular plots with a spiral configuration, spirals being emblems of life and death, if you believe Paul Klee. Both are planted with evergreens, so it's a shadow of death. I'll just find it, keeps popping. Shadow of death. Where was that? Shadow of death. Both were explicitly intended as beacons of life amidst death. W spoke of the sounds of water and birds. That would be Wordsworth. So it would seem reversible destiny's history goes back, way back, perhaps. Oh, okay, yeah, that's where you come in. We're way back, right? We're way back. Way back. Yes, we're way back.
We've never died.
Yeah, did cavemen build things, Ion?
Sure.
Way back. Cavemen.
So we would Kivmanian era.
The what?
Kivmanian era.
Is that a technical term from the discipline?
It would work for your crowd.
Yeah, spell it. I don't know what the word is.
Cavemanian.
Oh, well, I said caveman, but didn't put era in there, but cavemanian. Cavemanian era. Cavemanian. Okay. Arakawa says cave.
Like wordy words.
So Arakawa says word. Cavemanian era. Cavemanian era. Okay. Yes, we're back. Okay. Back here. This is getting fun, Carol.
Good.
At least someone. Okay, we're back up here about Wordsworth. Way back, perhaps. Benjamin agreed. An important point because Eric did not work the diagramming in the Deleuzian sense. That's Deleuze was.
They've called art disease.
Deleuzian sense. Deleuze was a Parisian postmodernist. or anti-modernists, they're just a caveman. The point to me is precisely that these works are in and as a becoming, another life of sorts. They are not semiotic entities, nor are they just material bodies. They're moving us into different being bodies. Isn't that what he did? Joe, timeless. Biocleave parenting architecture. Imagine if Ken's children could be gripping onto the sides of the house instead of his heels. And with that image of domesticity, I must take the kids out. May have wallowed, some may return. Then it's ours. And this pair of funerals, not David Cage. We certainly don't mean that. Eric Carey isn't here. Joel, I would like to see an essay fleshed out for sure, because the connection, they want an essay out of this, because the connection is powerful. A&G underwrite us to start or keep going well beyond the lived-dead divide. See, they know. See, we have to fit into their lived. They don't have a. They're not worrying about being. They're not trying to be alive or dead, Ion.
We know.
Okay. Well, good. They hear. It's good to have Ion's audio, auditory responses. We know they're not doing that. And any advice on how that's working out for them?
No advice. They'll figure it out for themselves, or not.
They're not beyond the live-dead divide when it. When it comes to diagramming, the diagramming happens alive. Capturing its own obsolescence, but nevertheless vital for observing the awareness aware of itself in real time. Diagramming the lived community in this sense is finding a way to do justice to the urgent lived immediacy of things, like knowing someone's downstairs who can take care of the kids rather than getting lots of colored dots down onto the map. Boy, the next point. The cited works are a symbolic contemplative rendering of an idea. A.G. are trying to leave representation behind instead to get to the point where the signifying and the doing coincide. Okay, they're defined. How do we respond to that? They're trying to get to the point where the signifying and the doing coincide. What do we say to that, Ion?
Signifying and doing coincide. Well, okay, so then if you want to explain that, you got to say, have no thought, take action, and see how, and then work it out from there. Rinse and repeat.
Have no thought, take action.
Mm-hmm. Do.
Take action, and then what was the next part?
Rinse and repeat, because you're not going to get anywhere.
Rinse and repeat. Take action, rinse and repeat.
And put in, because you're not going to get anywhere.
And that's okay, you're not getting anywhere, right?
Well.
Rinse and repeat. Did you add, you're saying rinse and repeat and then add because you're not going to get anywhere?
Right, because you can't. If you take an action before you have a thought, you're not going to get what you want. And then it's going to be destiny that you screwed up. Well, then that destiny, then you're going to find yourself in a more and more and more and more screwed up state of screwed upness. Well, then you're going to get so screwed up that you decide that, you know what, this really isn't worth it anyway. Why did we want to live forever again?
That's good. That's coming to Martin and the Mono Nowhere Transformer features large. Another interesting point in history, when Goethe took his poet personing into a being gardener, designing the exquisite park at Weimar. It was in response to the to him inconsolable death of a little girl. See, they're all upset about death. Alan, you mentioned what I think is awareness of awareness itself without the object of attention. What is this to you, and how do Arakar and Ginz situate that awareness, and how is it actualized? Here's a hint, Joel, if you want one, in comparison to Champ's Transformer. Then we have Arakar says Cape Manning era. I like Ruben and Joan's reiteration of Madeline's question about how to continue the work in practical terms. That's Lyotard's projection onto Duchamp, isn't it? Have no thought, take action, rinse and repeat, because you're not going to get anywhere. Martin, one of the most alluring lines in A.G.'s writing for me come in this excuse for the cumbersomeness of an architectural passage. They think that we're involved in the death issue. We're not. Comfort is no longer a factor. That it might take several hours to go from one room to another in a reversible destiny house is of no importance, as long as the sensibility of the person traversing the room flowers and catches on itself in transit. Awareness of awareness itself, I think it's a didactic fiction or a conceptual mistake. Awareness is always of an other in relation to a self, or selving, if you prefer. You see how they take the nouns and put the ing. The pauses that seem empty look like awareness of itself.
Very self-serving. Okay. He's going to want to take a little segment of refreshment. Is that possible?
Yes, you're leaving. You would like to leave? That's okay with us.
Okay. I'll try back in a bit.
All right. I'll stay on, and you might come back. Thank you.
We are complete.
Thank you, Ion. All right. Just carrying on here. See, we're trying to communicate within the
word. You're going to miss your food.
Yeah, I'd love to have it. Put it back in the oven. I'd like to bridge their assumptions of what we're, where we're coming from. That might take several... I don't know if it's worth the effort. Good point. Oh, yeah. Turn that one off.
We're all disconnected?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we don't need them. That he's going to come back within the line.
The tape is still on, though.
Yeah, it's all right. And we could certainly bring in... Good point. And we certainly could bring in Voltaire. We need to become adept at the constituent... And now Madeline finally comes in. We need to become adept at the constituent procedure Eric Carr and I refer to as biotopological diagramming. Wielding this within a work of procedural architecture could boost our viability immeasurably. Very self-serving. My sentence comes in right after hers. Very self-serving. Yes, Joel, that is the title of Lyotard's work, which was written right before Postmodern Condition, but Duchamp really did have transformers, I promise. What kind? I love that, Alan. That's exactly the morphogenesis that Jody was hinting at. John D. was hinting at. I'll second that there, Blair, and third it. And that is, this is the source of the Darlinka, or the Darling King. Darling King. A mutual shared relation of care between the members of Biosleeve and Biosleeve itself. Early detection is part of it, but more so looking, thinking, feeling out for each other in any and all capacities. Joan and Reuben, have you got any more to say on what you started? Let's talk Duchamp offline sometime, says Martin. Duchamp is right here. Duchamp is right here. Still talking to him. I'm still talking to him. Still talking to him. Many hours with McLuhan. Many hours with Zappa and McLuhan, too. And McLuhan. McLuhan. Originators of Arakawa's modality. Arakawa's methodology. See? McLuhan and Zappa methodology. At least we're making a I would invite you to read Zoltan Turi's This Crucible of Consciousness, where he shows that it's precisely what human mind manages. Taking the awareness and re-entering it reflexively, it is explained there in very compelling terms that make a lot of sense of a fundamental poetic impulse which A&G contribute epically to fulfilling. Sorry, I just hit the key by mistake, says Momo Homo. What I want to tell was, as Martin is saying, A&G's works contain a lot to see with Japanese history, culture, and language, but at the same time, it's incredible that those works are universal and always welcome everybody. I'm sure because our office locates in Reversal Destiny Lofts in Matika, where we are receiving hundreds of people from babies to their great-grandparents, even insects and wild animals. By the way, there will be a very important talk event. I think they're talking about something Eric built in Japan. Talk event on the exhibition, quote, Funeral for Bioengineering to Not to Die, Early Works by Eric Shizuka. Held the National Museum tomorrow, the 29th. Tomorrow and the 29th. Well, he's a day ahead of us, maybe. The speakers are Akira Tejada, director of the museum, and Shunsuke Baba, director of Nagoya Boston Museum of Fine Arts. Both have released beautiful memoria writings for several newspapers in Japan these days. And I commend Duchamp is right here. I'm still talking to him. Many hours with Zappa and McLuhan, originators of Arakawa's methodology. Hamsa, will any of those texts be made available and available in other languages? Madeline, wielding biotopological diagramming within a work procedural architecture would be great to organize workshops and gathering your biosleeve house to do more exploring along these lines. I'd be interested in what Akira Tedahata has to say. What can we say? TV bodies. Don't forget the five bodies. The five bodies, architecturally speaking. Chemical body, If they can be dogmatic, I can be dogmatic. TV body. Chip body. Astro body. And mystery body. Russell and being fearless, especially in the face of fear and vulnerability, and Madeline is sure leading the way. Are there English translations of those obituary appreciations? We would be in your debt if you could get copies. If we could get copies. Let's not stay on topic here. Let's not stay on topic here. That's the ambience of the present landing site. We're waiting for a response to those statements, which won't come. Madeline, wielding biotopological diagramming within a work of procedural architecture. All right. Tactility as an architectural spacing. 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 Being spacing. Being spacing. Tactility as an architectural being spacing is the is helpful to Madeline, to ANG. ANG, as they knew. So what happened is that after I said the ambience of the present landing site, Madeline comes in. Madeline is the present architect, the unfuneral, or whatever we hit on, whatever name we hit on this eventing, no nouns, just verbs, will consist of a communal devising of 20 or 30 architectural procedures that lead us to be biotopological diagramming alone? Question mark, exclamation mark, the double duty, interrobating the McLuhan invented. Excellent, Pia. Pia, Madeline, everyone, I dream of a research residency program, one to four or five of us converging for a period to tackle a procedure and invent, assemble with the means we have. It would be particularly important to organize a collaboration between various thinker artists and those with architecture training and visualization schools. There are pools that could funnel more effectively than others toward architecture. Yes, I'm asking some people to translate them in English together with more writings by Arata and Fumi. Also released in the past week. And Martin says, great, thank you so much, Momoyo. Then I say, tactility is an architectural being spacing is helpful to ANG as they knew. We very much like Russell's broadening and specification. We need to sign off now. We will read the rest of the chat later this evening. If we have anything to add, we will use the form to respond. A residency program. Yes, says Pia. This is needed, I think. There is so much work to be done there, but time, periods of time to explore and absorb and reconfigure are required. Yes, and yes, for viability immeasurably. That's what most architects are ignoring about.
As regards wielding biotopological diagramming in the real world, in quotes, I suggest that teams of A and G based designers should enter some of the increasing number of urban design planning competition. Now that there is sufficiently widespread awareness of the ecological misery and the bubble malaise. Well, there is no ecological misery and the bubble economic malaise. Thank you so much for coming, Joan and Ruben, and for being such good friends of Madeline. Arakawa did not see any ecological crisis to his advantage. Arakawa did not see any ecologic crisis to his advantage. No bubble malaise for most also. For most confirms Arakawa's building and being. Being, building. Being building. Oh, good. Someone responds. Bob, really? Says guest 47. Which might be old Mackenzie Work. Let me find Mackenzie Work. Oh, Mackenzie Work. Guess for where is, how can I find?
I'll take over typing for a minute while you wait.
Oh, I didn't, yeah. I'm just trying to find, where is that, Mackenzie? Why isn't that, put in work? Oh, he's guest 50, so he's not number 47, okay. So, Carolyn, they...
Yeah.
So I said that someone brought up the great bubble crisis and ecological crisis, and I said, Arakawa did not see any ecological crisis to its advantage. Someone goes, really? Bob, really? Did not see any. So Lex mentioned the unfuneral as an inauguration to take place at Biosleep. Given the to and froing about what to call this event, I'd be inclined to revert back to untitled. But then that leaves us. Oh, yeah, this is not. This is being a tape. It doesn't.
Well, that's taping as long as you're yelling.
I should have the speaker on so it can pick it up better.
You can't do that.
Okay. Showing. Where are we at? Given the to and froing. But what to call this event, Klein untitled. But then that leaves us in an aporia of sorts. Can anyone else help us out here? What to call this unfuneral, tentatively? No bubble malaise for most confirms Eric Harris being building.
Do you want to do this or not?
Okay. I'm reading for the tape.
Maybe we should bring this over so it's clearer.
I'm just going to bring this over here. Be closer to us. Good. Bob, guest 47 is still engaging me. I agree that this front must be crossed. Entering proposals, showing up the old party with a new game. This is a concrete outcome, envisionable for a period of focused collaboration. A problem can be identified in advance, preparatory work done apart, and then a coming together to hammer, sift things down. Is this you, Bob Dobbs? Just curious. Is this you, Bob Dobbs? Okay, they sent a Wikipedia. That's that. Can you put that in? Check it. It could be. It's got 20.
No.
We can put my URL. What URL can we put in? Dobsound.com. Is there one? Do I have an URL? No.
I'm okay, it's good enough. Okay, back to what they're addressing. Now look at this. Bob, since you were not at the conference and I'm not aware of anything you have written on AG, can you tell us how you've come to know AG and their work and the point of view you're trying to bring out in this chat? What is this, Bob? What is right, there's focusing in on me. Yee-hoo! I'm getting attention. Okay, what is this about? I merely point out that the climate offers advantage to try to get NG approach into cities rather than keep it in a monastery. Agreed. No, I'm not. My web says, okay, so what do I say?
He's asking, how do you know Arakawa?
I've spent many hours talking to Madeline and Arakawa when I lived in Manhattan from 2000 and I was invited to the conference, but was in Maui and couldn't make it. And I was invited to the first conference, but was in Maui. We moved to Maui, so I couldn't make it. I'm very versed. My writings have always what Arakawa. No. Arakawa recognized that my writings were dealing with my writings. Before I met him, we're dealing with the same issues he was working on.
What?
That my writings, before I met him, were dealing with the same issues he dealing with the same concerns he worked he was working on.
Eat.
Carolyn says.
Can you read? Just read for the microphone what they're saying.
The website is mentioned in this wiki article. Like John D. as moderator, I would like to understand the productive line of your contributions.
Oh, they're addressing me?
You're about to be kicked off.
So what? Oh, that's the we use astral spaces in our architecture. We have Arakawa right here with us now, and we are serious. That website is mentioned in that wiki article? Mm-hmm. No, they're talking about J.R. Bob Dobbs, and they're mistaking the Dobbs town. They don't know that I have the term Dobbstown.
Mm-hmm. Bob, what did Carolyn have to say at this moment?
Yeah, and talk about the medical, what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to see if you got me on a leash.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making all, writing books with. Put diet, not die. We do not have to diet. Make it interesting.
Call from 770-1001.
Hey, are you there?
I'm back.
Is that Ion or JW?
JW.
ate my pizza. The clown's talking to him. Yeah. Count. They say, no, this is good. Go back up and say what they're saying. Bob, what does Madeline, the wife, partner, says, what does Carol have to say at this moment? What? We're here.
Put your headphone on, Bob. Put the phone on.
I just a minute, JW.
Put the phone on.
My hands are all greased up because you forced me to eat a pizza. You have to hold for a second, JW, okay?
Oh, that's no problem. I just had a truck come in. I had to show them where to unload it. And so I had to be disposed.
Now you're back. Just hold it a minute, okay?
Well, pass me the phone.
I can't touch anything. The grease. Come on. Just carry on with this conversation. He can wait. Bob, what does Carol have to say at this moment? Madeline asks. Someone says, as the exact name of what this event is, I think it's critical for us to think of these terms as rigorous approximation. We must remember to embrace abstraction, to enter at least into what Piaget called the formal operation stage and go beyond. Martin says, so this is like late 19th century theosophical n-dimensional Hinton and Flatland and Spensky and Gurdjieff stuff. Carolyn says, medically, I've come to learn that we are 70% non-physical. We can have control of our genes and we do not have to diet. We've continued from where we left off with you and Arakawa. Russell Pia says, a title is quite good as a title, but maybe the aporia needs more texture to begin with. Something from Helen Keller or Arakara, perhaps. That was the first book. Madam, I'm so sorry. Now you will have to live differently. It's the work. I'm here. Call me. And that's just an apology. Now, do you want to say more, Carol, to them?
No. I don't think so.
We just spoke to Gurdjieff. Damn, this is getting bad. We just spoke to Gurdjieff last week. Put that in.
Did you drop something?
Give him the Earl. The tailgate.
How do you spell Gurdjieff?
G-U-R-D-J-I-E-F-F. Now, we're going to get the Earl so they can hear. You go to the timeline, which you probably can't do, right?
Does Info Farm have it?
Yeah.
Let's go there.
You're there, JW?
Yes.
Okay.
He's on his third of four. Okay, where? Where?
You have to wait till it stops spinning.
Stopped. Just give me something to type
that
in.
That means go down. No, you don't type in. Keep going down. Okay. Right there. We want to do May 19th. Click on, see, it's not, doesn't work that way.
Well, then we'll tell
you. But you are on my computer account, so you can go into timeline.
No.
No, you're on my, this is how we do it. You just go to,
no.
What?
We'll do it like this.
No, I don't want that. We're going to give them the URL so they actually hear it, which is on, see, if you're on.
Where do we go?
Just go over here, hit that little arrow over there and you get the timeline. Click on that. And it should now hit timeline. Is this your computer?
No.
Okay, so why isn't timeline there? This is odd. Go, you're too far down, so you got to go up the arrow. Go up to the top.
Finish eating.
No,
get
out
of here.
You hit the little thing up there to get the top. Now make the arrow go up.
Just eat, Bob, so I can get out of here.
It doesn't work when you touch it.
Yeah.
It's normal. You just click on it and it just starts at the top. But for some reason, it won't put you at the top. Maybe because you're in tab land. Oh, you're in Firefox. That might be a factor. Okay, here's Madeline responding to us. Can you just go back up? We'll get the sequence here.
Enough bobbing around.
Enough bobbing around, says Russell. So who'd like to comment on trajectories of the R&D project from here, given the obvious? That Madeline is looking for co-collaborators is obvious, but are there new procedures to be devised specific to this? Madeline says, Bob, Erica and I love BioSleeve biotopologize you and Carolyn, but we have always been highly dubious of your channeling of big name entities. I'm not channeling. See, they always think I'm channeling. As we have told you more than once. Also, you have not entered... Also, you have not entered and moved around with our thinking, diagramming, but. So they're claiming I didn't get it. Mm-hmm. I would like to hear from Bill Mason how linkages to academic disciplines, even hybrid ones like ecological psychology, might help expand the research required by the Reversible Destiny Project. Erica was always talking about starting a corporation. Thanks, Russell. Madeline has been so strong in her determination to venture forth communally and take all this love and turn it into action. Now, good morning, Pia. So we'll point out that we're not channeling.
No, they don't like channeling, so yeah. That's that.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, we're not including...
Just finish up.
No. We're doing it for the tape here. I'm getting what they're saying. It's always been starting... Thanks, Russell. Madeline's been strong in her determination to venture forth community, take all this love and turn to action. Like corporation, please. Good morning, Pia. I'm flipping through AKO now. Any section you had in mind, be mindful not to be commemorative, honorary, or past tense. Something congruent with the times. The R&D Foundation already exists. Okay.
That's it, Bob.
No, I'm going to respond.
Well, no, you finish eating and you can respond. I'm done. I got to call somebody.
Finishing eating here. For the tape, I'm finishing eating.
Back in a minute.
Sorry, JW.
It's all right, dear.
I don't know if there's anything productive happening here.
So, well, it was fading in and out, so I have no idea.
I know Bob was eating, and he couldn't...
Oh, that's okay, because y'all let me stop to get a truck undone, so I appreciate it. It was no problem. I mean, hope we didn't break the flow.
Yeah, I don't know. Bob claims he's going to send this to Madeline, but she just wrote something about how they've been always dubious of our channeling high... What is it? High what entities?
They think I'm channeling. I don't channel.
No, but they don't like channeling at all, so... You know, that's that.
No, it's part of the dialogue. They're going to have to get more blatant to kick us off.
Well, or they can just do that until they die. It's okay.
Yeah, no, we know that. We just remain in the dialogue. It's not a problem. She's just giving her opinion.
Oh.
Just cleaning up here.
Good. New?
So exciting.
But you didn't order them. They just were sent.
They just came in.
Yeah, you didn't order them, right? What?
They are, but
Okay, I'm assuming you didn't order them.
No, I didn't. I said I didn't.
Yeah, I just misheard. Okay, so we're still taping. I'm going to put it over by you. And we'll get a fine...
I can't hear you, Bob. I'm sorry.
Beg your pardon?
Okay. I can't hear you. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I'm just setting it up so we can bring Ion back in. And I don't know how much longer we'll participate, but we can end this off with Ion. Okay, so the tape's going.
All right, JW, do you want to allow Ion to come through? Greetings, Ion.
Top of the afternoon.
All right.
So I'm just looking at the dialogue. Is this it? Yeah. Just getting the dialogue, tuning back in. What's happened is they noticed some of my posts, so they started saying, well, find it. Just getting it. Madeline, the wife, Madeline says, Bob, Arakawa and I love/biosleeve/biotopologize you and Carolyn, but we have always been highly dubious of your channeling of big name entities, as we have told you more than once. Also, you have not entered and moved around within our thinking, diagramming, but. So, I say I do move around in their thinking. They say I don't. But that's to be determined. Okay, so...
Apparently not. Determined.
That's one definition. So I will write in... it's the Gurdjieff. So I go over here, go to the timeline, which Carolyn couldn't find. There it is. Timeline. Go down to Gurdjieff. Last week, get the Earl. There's that great song for in that din echo chamber of last week's taping. Okay, so we go. I don't do channeling. JW, my friend, JW, allows non-physical, to come, what would you say?
No, just say pure positive source energy to flow.
No, allows non-physical, and I'm asking you what's the verb for what you do? Do you communicate? Allows non-physical to communicate with us, to emanate to us? What is the verb you would say about yourself?
We don't like non-physical, so choose any word.
Oh, you're not. You don't want to use the term non-physical.
They have already dispelled that.
Okay, so it's pure positive?
Source energy.
Source energy to what? To come through him? My friend, it allows pure positive.
To communicate.
Yeah.
With the ones who have a propensity to die.
Have a propensity to die. You want to say something else?
Well, I was just laughing because it was pretty damn witty.
No, that's good. For example, we spoke to Gurdjieff last week. You can hear it here the last week.
Why would you
hear it here?
Bob, you're not going
to
change
them. No, I'm not trying to change them. I'm just communicating emphatically like they're doing. You can hear it here You know, we'd be trying to change. Nobody's going to be changed. It's not the issue. They think they're trying to change something. You can hear it here in the fifth hour of an 11-hour public session. There it is. So, okay. So we're back into what they're talking about, which I'm interested in. Back up. Okay. We're at the point. They bring up the wave. Now, we've done a lot on the wave. Okay. Martin says, I would like to hear from Bill Mace on how linkages to academic disciplines... even harder ones like ecological psychology, might help expand the research required by the Reversible Destiny Project. Eric Carroll was always talking about starting a corporation. Thanks, Russell. Madeline has been so strong in her determination. Gotta find it again. To venture forth communally and take all this love and turn it into action. Not a corporation, says Joel, please. Russell says, good morning, Pia. I'm flipping through H&K. Any section you had in mind, be mindful. It's not to be commemorative, honorary, or past tense. Something incongruent with the terms. They have to always specify what they're doing. They can't be past tense. They can't be historic. Can't be noun-oriented. They must be verbal. Verbing. Being. ING. Ing-ing-ing. The Research Foundation already exists and will continue, no? Corporation is just a launching off point in many senses. Russell, I'm sure there are different ways of being commemorative, honorary, and past-oriented.
Isn't this the point at which you would say to us, Ion, you're just being silly?
No, I wouldn't say that to you.
Oh, okay, good.
I recognize your role in this. You're a space. They're an architecture of spaces.
No. I'm saying transversely, if we were in their position, you'd be telling us we're silly.
Oh, yeah. They probably think you're silly. Yeah, but that's not our problem. So, until we're kicked off, which I would accept if they do it, the thing that just so many people posting keeps bouncing, so you got to skillfully get back to where you were. Okay, so...
No, there's a lot of people interested in having an eternal life, eh?
The fools. I'm sure there are different ways of being commemorative, honoring, pastorated. I hadn't got so far to have a particular thing in mind yet. Just the thought that it was a place full of texturing, and perhaps texturing aporias, okay? Is that what we're going to do at Iondom? Texturing
no.
Aporias. Hello, P and Jake. Melissa, I agree with you all about using the house for all kinds of research purposes. Jumping up. For me, recently, the question has not so much been... Man, they're really posting a lot. It's jumping too much almost to read. Every time someone posts, it jumps. For me, the question is not so much been Helen Keller Arakawa, but art history or Arakawa. It seems the two latter terms, art history and have been mutually exclusive. I don't suspect that Arakawa thought much of historians, nor did his friend Leotard. So see, there's Arakawa. I said that his art was whatever he could get away with. Put on within the conceptual art scene years ago, and then architecture. And he did make beautiful buildings. You can see them. I'll send them to you, Aya, at some point. Or can you see Arakawa's buildings that he's done? Can you see them right now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. What's your comment on them?
Lots of lines?
Lots of bumps.
Linear
what?
Pression.
No, pression. What's that word? Pression?
No. Linear. Expression.
Yeah.
Of a non-linear conformity.
Exactly. Excellent. I agree with that. I know what it means. I know how they disagree with it, but they would half of them would have, Madeline would half, 50% agree with it. But just the saying of it is a limitation, but gotta use words when we talk for some of us when we're making buildings. So I know, and Arakawa was friends with all the right people, Lyotard, famous academic, who coined the postmodern condition. Then someone says, regarding academia, a creativity craze has been coursing across the landscape in academia. A creativity craze. No doubt primarily interested in exploiting creativity once again, applying systems theory. Applying systems theory. Applying systems theory to it. But nevertheless, this wave has brought a lot of different disciplines together. That's probably due to budget cuts. And there's an absence of a direction for them. See, they want to find a direction. And other than the obvious, a new entrepreneurship forms. There's an opening here, perhaps. Madeline and Arakawa, an exceptional team, a launching point for creativity and new ideas. Maddie will continue to pursue important ideas. Our hearts and thoughts are with you. Nancy and Art Lutsky said that. We need that creativity craze to come to Britain desperately. Are there any other R&D enthusiasts here? I feel like an owl among Neolithic Stonehenges. Blair, yes, I feel that the house is...
And that's the part where you can't hoot worth a shit or shit worth a hoot.
Yes, and I just want to point out for those listening that the person laughing, Ion, is laughing, and that's in the non-physical pure positive energy coming through JW. It's not me channeling, and he's here enjoying the conversation and just got a good laugh out of him. Or he got a good laugh out of this. So, where is it? It dumped really badly, jumped up. Okay. So, you know, in Britain she wants, she feels like she's among Neolithic Stonehenges. And are you from that era, Ion? Of course you are. But when you said we go way back, you mean back to them? The Neolithic Stone Age sensibility?
Pre,
before that. I feel the house, the Bioscleve house, is very important for exploring. The house is very important for exploring. Happy to oblige to the extent that I can catch my breath and ease into the mix of discussion topics at this late time in the event. They're trying to make it over. The observation of John and the people who lived at Mataka that they more or less forgot to go outdoors. So they lived in the house and they forgot to go outdoors. For extended periods of time is enormously interesting. I'd like to know how common that experience is. Being in the Bioscleve house helped me see numerous examples of questions raised about ordinary living. Standing on a flat floor, the concept of across the room is trivial, for example. In the Bioscleve house, that becomes a question, what does it mean to be across the room? And it bounces because an email came in. What does it mean to be across the room? Is trivial across the room. For example, in the Bioscleve house, that becomes a question, and then it bounces. Hard to refocus.
Then they told you could save it to a Word file and have it next to the flows, divide the screen, have one of it frozen and the next one flowing.
Yeah, Carol didn't want to do that.
Well, she's right, because...
Okay, across the room. That becomes a question. What does it mean to be across the room? These, Jesus. there's your nonlinear thing. What's it mean to be across the room? Doesn't stay stable enough, really, to... Well, their architecture is going to be responding to ION, whether they know it or not, because we're going to alter the environment. What does it mean to cross the room? These are when my observations at the host lead to questions that I think in the end do become the kind of questions Erica and Ginz pose. They'll be coming from a different angle in the beginning. Okay. So the eight. You already have it in UK. Hey, someone as Arikana, somebody's saying they're going to dinner. And Arakawa, someone posting as Arikawa goes, fuck dinner. Arikawa just showed up on the chip body level. Okay. Oh, they say Arakawa's online. Well, what is this all about? We'll try to lead into this if we could get any stability. UK, it comes from management types, economists, planners. There's actually better research on this coming out of the UK than the US. Remember, it's a matter of bending the energy. Yes, but they're the ones shutting down the creativity in the philosophy departments and so on. But I take your point. You know, academic battles within the university leading to death, leading to more and more death.
And it's any wonder that the head of it died. In their opinion.
Yeah, he didn't die.
But their opinion, that's the one that you have to use their wordy words, Bob. So.
Yeah, but they're encouraging us not to use them, or to maybe use them, engage in the thinking, but have no meaning.
Well, they engage in the thinking, that's what they're trying to overcome.
That's right. Okay, if I could only find where we were. There's a lot of stuff being typed here. It looks interesting, but it's bouncing. Wait, maybe they're supposed to read it later. You just type your stuff in and for the record, and you don't really get...
They should hurry, because time is ticking.
Yeah. 8:40, if I could find the time. 8:40... Come on, 8:40, 33. Trying to find the time position I'm at, where I was. So 8:29, okay, 8:29. Then I come in after they say shutting down the philosophy departments. I don't do channeling. My friend GW allows pure positive source energy to... it's just jumping too much. To communicate with ones. Maybe I shouldn't bother doing it in order. Just start saying whatever I see. Someone likes
what
the word
time,
awake.
What time did you start this? Did it start, or has it been going?
It started at 10 our time, so it's going on 3 hours, close to 3 hours. Oh, I gotta get the plug in. Some interesting new people have come in, stirring up things. More rebels. Okay. Those are very rich questions, as is your underscoring the point Johnny makes about jump. jump. Underscoring the point Johnny makes about how historian doesn't simply become ordinary with biological or metallic, but becomes the grounds for potentially infinite series of folding explorations within, and yet without losing communal embrace. I'm talking to Bill Mace, obviously. We could call it a wake, a wake. A wake is a firing term. Yes, folks, from afar. Well, they didn't want to use spinning as wakes for wake. Yes, folks, from afar. I hope to see evidence of getting to put the Biosleeve House to use in research. What do you think of this Biosleeve House? Is it going to get anywhere?
Gotten as far as it's going to get.
Okay, because the leader's not around anymore, and they're not going to be able to carry it on.
Carry on what, Bob?
The Biosleeve design, the Biosleeve ideas.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
I'm off.
It didn't work for the builder. Why would it work for them?
Okay, good point. There's non-physical, pure positive source energy commenting on this process, Madeline. I'm all for participating in some form of eventing of communal devising. We'll stay tuned and look for Darlinkas of living while living, leaving the air of my machines for now. Great light bulbs on here. Love to Madeline and her pieces, too, waking my thoughts often. Some of you will stay tuned and look for... okay. Awake. She's leaving her computer machines. That person's checking out. See, they will read this later and have private thoughts. It's very hard to interact and match in the chip body. Awake, nice. An awakening, a Darlinka awakening. Thank you for your contributions. You have been a revelation. you have been a revelation. And then Alan Prom says, infinita agains wake. Infinita agains wake. So he's acknowledging Joyce a little bit. Hi, Madeline. I was just able to attend the chat and won't be able to be here for very long, but I wanted to give you my deepest condolences to you, as has always been echoed throughout the chat and prior. Your personal journey, if anything, is a priority, I would imagine. Your vehicle for healing, the unmemorializing, and the continual, she had Madeline's, the continual refusal to die, still along with Arakawa, but in a different transferred bodily state. I hope this makes sense. My advice is not to do everything at once, though I know it isn't your style. And then someone says, oh, I see Arakawa's online. Well, we had Arakawa, but they want the chip body version. There's 25 minutes left in the chat. Let's focus our attention on the concerns that Madeline has asked us, which means it's only about 12 minutes, has asked us to address and see if we can rally to find a way forward from our gathering here today. So this is going to end soon. It's going to end soon. Good. Where are we at? 8:35. Thank you for your coming, Elaine. Could you restate those concerns, John D.? Elaine, I see that there's a lot of attention to the Biosleeve House, which is terrific. I think also there ought to be attention brought to the other work that Eric Carr and Ginz have produced together over the years. Good point, Elaine. I've tried to push the garden element, mostly all of the work, the landscapes implicit in landing sites, too. So, Ion, these are art critics, so to speak, professional as well. Arakawa says, dying is mighty inconvenient. He's still not realizing what's going on. It seems to me, he thinks he died. It seems to me, well, at least that's the chip body's version of it. It seems to me that AG's working...
What are you talking about, chip body version of it?
Well, Arakawa is showing... Somebody has taken on the name Arakawa and is posting as Arakawa. It's obviously not Arakawa because Arakawa is with us, not on the chip thing. Unless he is... Maybe he is a channel. Maybe it's someone else chanting him. So Arakawa says...
Well, we're very dubious of those channels, Bob.
That's right. We don't do channeling. And that's true, Madam. We don't do channeling. It seems... let's see. Keeps bouncing. 8:35. I know it's where we were. But coming in the final stretch, though, this will be soon over.
Hooray! We'll soon be done with troubles and trials.
Right.
Troubles and trials in that.
It seems that AG's work has been driving on into urban scale for some time, and rightly so. That is also why I suggested to take it mainstream, since Guest 47. On Johnny's cue, the proposals need times and places. Jumped. Need times and places. Johannes, you could identify a competition and gather collaborators. Anyone likes the residency idea could find a time and place for an initial overlap to test T drive it, while further thinking goes into ongoing support structures. Aaron Manning's Generating the Impossible Event is upcoming next year. One platform for practical convergence. Elaine, I agree. I remember from the trip to the house, there was some discussion about internship or residency program being oriented that would address the landscape around the house. This is the house that Carol and I went to in the spring of 2008. Is this an opportunity to involve some colleges in the area or programs to share the kind of cross-pollination that the Biosleeve House reflects? I could not agree more, says Guest 47. to Alex from before, the Architectural Body Corporation, or ABC, to use the acronym, is strangely resonant of the mechanism of meaning, maybe teaching the fundamentals to our friends in the corporate sector of biosphere. Any other thoughts on what you dimensionalize this to be, Alex? Hello, Madeline. I hope you're doing okay. Let me know if you need anything. I'm truly glad to see the pursuit for reversible destiny continues to live on strongly. It is clear. I do not know from where the blow to mortality will come. Perhaps it is on our horizon, but we shall continue to protest steadily. They protest this thing. Arakawa's bodily loss does not slow the fight against trans science at all, and in a strange twist may very well enhance our battle. Architectural procedures must involve other areas, which when combined make us who we are, philosophy, art, science, thought, architecture, medicine, personal interactions, etc. We start in utero, and our fetal procedural actions at that time contribute to our life-generating bodily architecture, which is ultimately the brick wall of mortality. Perhaps we can find analogous interactions in our lives as time passes after our birth. My thoughts are with you, Peter. They're mixing metaphor and metonymy, which is sort of like two kinds of symbolism. I'm going to have to leave in a moment, says Martin, as I go to cook dinner. Thank you all for gathering to make this cradling for Madeline, for all your contributions. Jumped again. For all your contributions. For all your where is that? All your contributions. All your contributions. Thank you. And the land events. A special thanks to Joke, Russell, Ruben, June, Rhonda, and all those who have been nearby to sustain Madeline through this transformative moment. Please continue to gather around her. Best to all. Well, the urban and social dimensions have certainly been prominent here. Having a collaborative online platform that is a little slower than the live chat might help to flesh out some of the ideas that we have touched on here. From what I've read of descriptions, something like Google Wave. While we're on the subject of biosleeve, I'm going to have to insist that Madeline move herself in there permanently into the biosleeve building. We can't afford to lose you, too. Arakawa says, fuck dinner. Alexander, I may be Google Wave. Arakawa, a few more moments. Okay, Arakawa, a few more moments. So Martin, who was going to go cook dinner, is staying back. Arakawa says in capital letters, choose everything plus make reversible destiny happen through procedural architecture. Now, Ion, pick up on the real Arakawa who's in a parallel world. What's he say about the chip body Arakawa saying, choose everything and make reversible destiny happen through procedural architecture? What does Arakawa say about that?
It didn't work then, so why would it work now?
Very good. Joel Robinson, fuck dinner, strangely redolent of fuck intercourse in one of the M of M panels. Benjamin Bazin, I like to see these conversations turn into something slightly more organized and substantive, although the chaos is helpful too. Elaine, when I went to visit the Darwin Martin complex in Buffalo, what saved it, as well as Grey Cliff, were a kind of corporate-oriented group that had revitalized these sites as landmarks. Granted, the Biosleep House isn't a landmark, but a living organic site. I would, though, consider how this kind of corporate body can reflect the philosophy, if that is all possible. Benjamin says, I was thinking the same thing, Joel. Johnny says, yes, Alan. Generating the possible workshop in Montreal would be a place for a newly configured start. Lex, agreeing with Ben Bassan, Google Wave, or just a moderated email discussion that could be edited into a useful transcript. Joel, I know what you're saying, but it's a different platform, Ben. Lex, transcript. Alexander, you too, Lex. Alexander, it's always good working with you. Jumped. It's always good working with you. Let's post our organizing ideas to the forum. I'd be in favor of anything that does not include more mail in my inbox, says Benjamin. Martin, especially when generating the impossible. What's our phrase? The impossible something? The impossibles, you know.
Endless impossibilities.
Especially when generating the impossible, consciously points to Arakawa and Ginn's reversible destiny project as a major precursor, as it most certainly will. Patricia, so where are we then? Where do we go from here? Which is where they started. They're always going, where do we go from here? I was trying to figure out where they are. John, you know, and his whole point was to point out you can't determine where you are. That's Arakawa's architectural message. So they have a split between Arakawa's work and the real world, just like they claim we have a split between the physical and non-physical. Alan says, John D., I would like to restart configure already far along. In other words, we should identify a task, the impossible to reasonably generate in that time frame and for that venue. Madeline, I would like to read biotopological diagramming so we can figure out how to get people doing it along and what surroundings are required. Any comment on biotopological diagramming, Ion?
No.
Does Arakawa over there in the parallel world have a comment on it?
No.
Joel Robinson, thanks to all for hosting this wonderful conference. Great to be in touch with some of you again. Good to see so many of you supporting Madeline. Wish I was closer to some of you. Alexander says, let's be sure to keep going, keep this forum going. And I'll put, we will be there. We will be there bringing access to Arakawa. If we're interested in him. If he is required. I respect the result if he's not. Is that going to get in there? Maybe they ended it. I don't know. They may have stopped it. My post may not have gotten in there, which is probably appropriate from their point of view.
Good.
At least on the tape here, they can hear what I wrote. Yeah, it looks like it's over. So, how does Arakawa create the conditions in his mind, the labyrinth of mind, to appear to commit suicide, but consciously goes to a parallel world? How does he do that? How does one do that? How did he do it?
Well, first of all, you got to consider the degree of separation. You don't have to do it; you just do it.
So he had the intention to do it, the thought?
Yeah.
Was the content of his thinking that he knew he would survive transition and would go somewheres that he would...
Why he declined your medical dogma.
Right, okay, because he didn't need an excuse to commit suicide.
Right.
He was just doing it, or appearing to look suicide. Now, if you transition... And you're over there, and then you realize, while you're floating in the bliss of eternity, that you could go to parallel worlds. You can do that.
Why? No.
See, why most people go to the guff. Why does Arakawa go to the guff?
He didn't.
I know. Why doesn't he?
He chose a different world.
What's required to make... So there's some people dying here in this compound. Can we tell them that they can make choices and not go to the guff?
No, they wouldn't listen to you.
All right. He was entertaining that possibility.
Well, Bob, that was his whole life's work, was to be ibbity-jibbity-squab and not die. So he did that. No problem.
He was successful, personally.
Of course.
So he was in the ascension process, and he was ascending, and he figured out how to not transcend into transition into the guff.
Right.
So is that a smart move? Is that something you would recommend?
Certainly. Good. It's just a preference.
Preference. So he did a conscious death.
Yes.
And he does want to continue his work as an architect, right?
Sure.
But he's considering new aspects of it?
Sure.
Yeah, he's dropping the concerns that his legacy here would limit him.
Right.
So what kind of houses, what's in that, this statement you made about him linear, applying non-linearly the linear kind of thing you said 10, 15 minutes ago, how would he define what he's intending to do now in a parallel world?
Hopefully to complete it.
Still working with the linear, non-linear dialectic.
Right. That's the essence of his, what he calls, art form.
Right. So why, how would it look different from what he's made, the artifacts that are here?
It would take on much more Crawford detailing.
Crawford, how do you spell that?
Crawford.
That's a technical term?
Yes.
Crawford, what was the next phrase? Crawford. Dealing? You don't remember what you said?
Crawford. D Detailing.
Detailing. So that's a look up Crawford, okay? So then, and can you define that, or shall I look it up so we can see what
Crawford?
Yeah, Crawford definition. Crawford. An ornamental sunken panel in a ceiling or dome. It's one definition. Yeah, it says a strong box to coffer financial resources. Stole money from the union coffers. Architecture, a decorative sunken panel in a ceiling, dome, soffit, S-O-F-F-I-T, or vault. That's interesting. In other words, he always built houses and buildings. Is he going to not build the building and focus on that aspect? Or that's...
Bob, that's an you said, how was his architecture going to change in the other world? And I said it would be more coffered detailing.
Ah, within, it'd be more sunken panels.
Yeah.
Well, okay, great. And then it says, other meanings, a chamber formed by a canal lock or a floating dock. And then an architecture to coffering to supply a ceiling, for example, with decorative sunken panels. So he didn't do that. So would he still make his, to our conditioned eyes, odd shapes in his buildings?
Sure.
So did he know that's what he would prefer, making coffers before he transitioned, before he went to the parallel world?
Yes.
He said. And it would contradict what those thought he was, what he was doing already? It wouldn't be...
He didn't know what he was doing, so why would it conflict with what anyone else thought he was doing? So, yeah, that's no problem.
So he came up with an inspiration, the coffer, and that was enough to work with when he got over the parallel world.
That's one aspect, but that's the main one that'll change.
Right. Is he, will he change his own methodology that he did and wrote about since he decided he couldn't figure out what it was?
Yes, he'll enhance it.
Then, if you're in a parallel world, are you in eternity, just like we are here?
Well, just like we are here, yes, but some listening to what you, the banter that you've gone through for the last bit, we wouldn't say that's very eternal, other than problems.
That's right. So, I mean, most people see that they operate in time and a limitation, but the fact is we're eternal. You can have a sense of the limitation of form and feel you're not eternal in parallel worlds.
Right.
Yeah, just...
In the confines of eternity.
Yes, in the coffer of eternity. See, it's interesting. You take a decorative sunken panel in the ceiling or dome. If you think of the ceiling dome as up there, that's where heaven is. The coffer is embedded. It sounds like an accurate architectural image of the guff as a zone embedded in the ceiling of our sense of the cosmos. You get what I'm saying? I'm not saying that's what it is.
But it's a stretch, but yeah.
Yeah, because the guff can be just in a little corner of the room here. You know, it can be anywheres. But within the square space of visual literate architecture, architecture created by literacy, and that's what Eric Carr was trying to do, was overcome the limitations, assumptions embedded by literacy. That's why he understood my point and what McLuhan contributed to that. Okay, so he was trying to come up with post-literate sense linings and shapes. Could you want to comment on that point in his effort?
No.
It was tough. It was hard to do because his training was a literate sensibility. So he couldn't really drop his training. He was trying to. Made a brave effort. The sunken panel in the ceiling, that could be, when St. Augustine talks about the effect of literacy creating the idea of the soul, he didn't know it was the effect of literacy, but that void in the head, the psychological position that resolved the Greek contradictions and dialectic experience, they couldn't resolve it, but then Augustine created the third term, the soul, the individual soul psychology. That is like, to me, a sunken panel in the ceiling of the head, as you visualize your head. So he's, you know what I mean? He's still working with the effect of literacy. if you're dealing with a sunken panel, and the sunken panel is an image of the idea that you have a soul inside your skull. You follow what I'm saying?
Sure, Pa.
So he's molding visual space. He's emphasizing the void, the vacuum that visual space created. He's going to emphasize that little sunken panel in the ceiling, dome, or vault, or containing apparatus. Now, sound, what about bringing sound into it is sculpting a sense of the space? Having different frequencies. Is that used in architecture yet, Ion?
Yes, it is.
In the making?
Acoustical valuations. Now you have acoustics that have a great deal to do within the range of architectural design.
Right, they're aware of the resonance echoing in the room of sound and voices.
And the balance of, and many houses now, or at least some of those on the Upper East Side, have theaters. Well, if you're enjoying your theater space in your architecture and someone else is asleep in another room, if you don't have good acoustics, then everyone will enjoy your movie, whether
right.
they want it or not.
Yeah, you mean the Upper East Side of New York. So... So I was thinking, you know, people have radio, TV, music, computer music, headphones. That alters your sense of space as you're listening to music. I was thinking that sense of, you know, personally, you're talking about how it affects other people in the building, but
how you can enhance your enjoyment of sound in architecture.
I don't know if Arakawa thought of that. Did Arakawa think?
That's what we're saying. You asked, is he now? And we said, yes, now he is.
Oh, I didn't hear that. He's now incorporating sound in his design principles.
Acoustical references within his work of architecture.
Would you agree with my perception that he didn't do that, incorporate that much when he was here?
Right.
Okay. Well, very good, Ion. I think that's great. I hope Madeline gets to hear this, or any of the other people who participate. I think it's an acoustic commentary on what was going on, acoustic translation.
Therefore, we are totally, completely, very completely non-physical.
Thank you. Okay, I'm not... you can... IJW there?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, I was wondering if you got any pictures of what the topics
not
were.
Not a one.
Not a one. Okay, then I'll stop the tape. Okay, just a second.